Okay, we'll call the meeting to order April 13th at 6:34. Okay, Jason, you are up.
I want to take about an hour of your time. Just space it over 12 months.
Sure. It was on your pay as well.
That's right. You won't be invited next time.
So, a few things. We... So, on the Independence Project,
just a couple.
Things are finally starting to melt. Our surveyors are planning to get out here soon. They haven't got out there yet, so we're waiting on that. In the meantime, we were discussing the project in Independence and also the projects on your master plan. One of the priorities on your master plan is the east ends of your system there, right before it gets to Independence. There's several dead-end lines. There's four dead-end lines out there that we're trying to tie together so that we create the looping and we don't have the stagnation at the end of those lines. I've been in discussions with Jim and Dixon about what it would take to get those lines tied together. There's a few more tribal parcels beyond what we're doing for the Independence connector that we needed to look at. And so they asked us to put together a cost to include that with our tribal coordination. Our surveyors would, we talked with our surveyors, both the land survey and the cultural and everything for the NEPA on that, and they are able to do it. They gave us costs, and I've prepared another work release that includes their costs to be able to go in and do the additional surveys. Also included in this work release is additional time spent to coordinate with the tribe, but also time spent to work with the landowners through that area, because we're also looking at avoiding 1500 East. And on the north end of it, we looked at going where that black line is that he's got shown on the map, going through some of those properties. So we've got a budget in here to talk to those property owners as well and discuss right-of-way options through there. One of those property owners on the bottom has subdivided that property and has added four lots at the bottom in that field.
Right here? Where are you talking?
Yeah, if you zoom in a little bit, you'll have to turn on that. Yes, that field, but...
Fillingham?
Yes.
Leon Fillingham?
Mm-hmm.
He's subdivided four lots
right
within his own family.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're looking at going right along the edge of those lots.
Have you talked to him yet?
We haven't. But that's something that
it's going to be that'll be a tough one.
Yeah.
Some of these guys said it's going to die any day anyway.
I don't think so.
Who said that? Better hurry, didn't they say?
I think
he's
going to
outlive me.
He's alive and well.
Anyways.
Before you got here, we were discussing.
Now this in east of Mike.
No, this is just...
Just south of Roosevelt.
3,000 south, just south of Roosevelt.
Leon has property there as well.
So
Dave Fillingham's farming it. Leon owns it.
Okay.
So his boy David, but...
Yeah. So there's an existing gas pipeline that goes up through there.
Right.
And we'd like to parallel that, if at all possible. Anyways, that's not all sorted out. That's not nailed down 100%. We're just looking at that as an option. We know that Ballard City has a water line, and there's other utilities that come down 1500 East that we're trying to avoid if at all possible.
Which one's 1500 east?
So, what are...
On the right-hand side, the dashed yellow line going up and down.
What our intent was, is while they were doing the Indian easements, that we get all of the ones we want to get done and put the pipe in there so we don't have to worry about it in the future, even though we may not activate the pipes at the present time. So we'll have those easements taken care of. Then in the future, you can move forward without...
starting over with the
process. So 1500 east is one front down below Big Old.
So go south just a little bit, Dixon.
Yes.
So we'd be tying on to the... How far down would we be going? Tying into the...
So you tie into that existing
Hartford
line.
The Hartford line that we laid a few years back.
Yeah.
We'd be tying into that dead end.
So right here?
Yes.
Okay.
And then south of that line between there and 5,000
south. Here.
Okay. Oh, great.
Where's the end of Hartford?
Right at the corner there, at the bottom of the screen. Yes.
And so that, what's the black, the dotted, what is dotted?
That's proposed.
Okay. So we're trying to bring Hartford on around to, and then from there, keep going.
Go up north.
Yeah, go north. Dixon, will you slide north a little?
So we'd be actually tying two
dead ends.
And then you continue.
Now, is it just too impossible to go around the roadway, Jason? I know there's a drop-off all the way along here, but...
Well, we talked about doing the north side.
Where's
of the
road?
That's got, it's like, they just put fiber in there or something?
Strata just put
fiber, and then there's the gas line on that north side, too.
And there's no shoulder on the south side. We could go down the road.
Certainly can.
Well, I don't know. You'll get the temperature, I guess, when you talk to the property owner for
right.
What you're going to do. I think that's what we're going
to
be stuck
with. It's our preference to keep it on the road or near in the road or next to the road rather than cross country, because then you never get out in this area to see what's going on.
Can we tie?
Oh, that's okay. The only reason we thought the pillars for those would be good is because he's got those laws.
Oh, it would be fantastic.
It would benefit. I can talk to him.
Okay. That would be definitely an option A for sure, but I think you better
right.
have an option B ready.
Sure.
Where does this one go?
Can you zoom out just a little bit more? Or go north a little bit? And then zoom back in there. Okay, so we've got a 6-inch line right here, right? That's 6?
8.
It is 8? Are we sure?
Where are we?
That's Ross's.
Oh, no. That's
4.
That's only a 4?
Oh. It's a 6 part way, you can see, and then it...
Oh.
Like that screen, 6, and then it's 4?
Okay. That's right,
and that's
there
an,
by the wash.
That's an option we're looking at,
right.
too, is
well,
just taking that line and going south with it.
That's what I'm saying, is if we can get that tied to here somehow, if
right.
we're going to go up Fillingham's and then come back around and tie into that.
That's an option, too, that we've discussed.
Is there going to be, I mean, where's future roads? We're in Union County there, aren't we?
Duchesne.
You're right on the county line, basically, through that field, and we're following
where's
the county
most,
line.
Yeah, where's most likely on any kind of plans that we've seen? Have we looked through the planning to see where any main...
So, Roosevelt City, let me get my bearings here. Okay, right here. See, Roosevelt City comes here to the county line, and then back over here to Jake Woodlands. So that's all Roosevelt City. So as far as service district goes, it is in Johnson Water. So Johnson will have to service that area as growth takes place. But as far as a future roadways and what's going to take place there, no. In order for this area to get sewer, though, they probably are going to have to come down this way cross country. So I imagine there's going to have to be some sort of a roadway to follow the sewer. So... But nothing.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we pick the right one. If we can pick our future right away, it'd be good. But.
Yeah.
So if you went north by Billings Lots, then turned west, so you're just right on the property lines of those things and go north up to
Hagman.
Hagman's place. Hook into that.
If we can get through, if we can get Fillingham's to play ball with us, that would be
well, cool. Right now, Fillingham's don't have, there's no water access right there in those lots, right?
No.
No.
Well, I don't know why they wouldn't.
Yeah, they'd be.
Well,
I think I can sell it.
I understand the history.
You remember the,
yeah,
the conversation of even putting it in the shoulder of the road on 3000? That was shot down.
But this, Ben, this
could be different.
Well, just because they need the water. I mean, obviously.
Right.
And
no, I think it's great. I think that would be an option A for sure. And if Jim, if you've got a relationship there that you can talk with him, I think that would be a step in the right direction.
But even without it, securing the easements, I think, is a high priority.
That way we're not running parallel with Ballard City running up 1500 East and playing the Roosevelt Johnson thing again.
Yeah.
I think that's a wise move.
Where do they end?
Ballard.
Yeah.
Right.
Right here.
Oh.
There, yes.
Interesting.
So, good.
So what is that? We were going to parallel, or we're one of those. That dotted line is showing parallel.
That's just an option. That was, the initial concept was to go on the roads, and then as we were looking into it, realizing that we'd be right there with the other utilities, we looked. Jim and Dixon looked at this other
city
option.
City has watered that far?
No. What I meant by that was, past history, Roosevelt and Johnson, it was a turf war, and we just barely got that cleaned up. What, like 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah,
we were,
two or three.
We had lines, Roosevelt came parallel to our lines, and then essentially encroached in our district, Johnson Waters District. So rather than getting into the same mess that we have now remedied with Johnson and Roosevelt, with Ballard and Johnson, I think it's good to recognize they have their boundaries. We need to stay out of there.
So the county line is right there on the edge of...
that black line,
the black line
right here.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we would, that would be the,
that's what we're following, basically.
There's a fiber optic line in there too, isn't there?
Is there? Along that county line?
I think so.
On the east side of it.
Is it?
Yeah. So good. That would be great.
Okay.
I like it.
Anyways, they asked us to get costs to add that in and start that with in conjunction with the tribal work we're already doing, so that's what this work release is. If that looks good to you, and
what's the work release going to entail?
So it's the additional tribal for the south portion, because there's a tribal parcel on 1500 East south of, between 3750 and 5000. And so it entails getting all of the cultural bio and everything else that's needed to be able to get the right-of-way through that tribal parcel. And then also...
This area right here is tribal parcel right here, right?
Yeah.
And this parcel right here is also tribal, correct?
Yeah.
So there's kind of like... You could run it down this side and switch sides of the roads, but you've got to get through that. You still got to get tribal permission to go through that point, right?
Right. The corners come together, so you have to cross it no matter what.
So it'd be easy if we just kept it all on the west side of the road.
Right.
If you
just get the permit.
How big is it?
The right way. And go ahead.
It's just, how big is that green line on the left there?
Six.
So the survey, the land survey includes not just the tribal, but it also includes properties on the north side too. And then the other fee that we had budgeted in there was for us to do that coordination with the tribe and the landowners as well. So basically getting the right-of-way documents set up. It doesn't include the purchase of the right-of-ways, but it includes getting agreements set up and getting the right-of-way documentation put together for all those loop lines on that side.
Yeah, an estimate.
Yeah, that was in here. Did you get that email I sent earlier?
Yeah, I barely opened it when I got here.
Okay, so that was the... it was... Sorry. all the way up there. For the coordination, we had 15,005. For the land survey was 12,000, and for the environmental was 6,500. And we're putting that as a time and materials. If we get into there and the surveyor is able to find corners easier than expected, then it could be less than that. So that's what we've recommended as the budget for this one, and then get it taken care of as we can. So.
Okay.
So that's where we're sitting on this. The surveyors, the cultural has not begun on the other yet, so if this is something that you want to include on that, then they can include that, or they can tack it on if they're out there doing the surveys for 3750 South, too. So,
okay. So this is in addition to what we've already approved for you guys to,
yes,
to do?
Okay. Yep, this would be, well, and it's actually a separate contract altogether, because this is not part of the scope for the funding for the Independence Connector.
Okay, that was my question. This will be in addition to...
Yeah, this will be something different. And then once those right-of-ways are secure, then we can help you go get funding and what you need to for a new project to put those pipe in the ground. So.
Okay. Well, we will discuss that down the list here a little bit as far as action items. And
okay.
Get a direction from the board.
I talked briefly with Mike Weldon. He said that he should be available in a month to come out and finish the ledge lane stuff, as long as we have materials ready to go.
Did we get pumps then for that?
Yeah, they'll be here around May 20th.
May 20th, wow.
So
back ordered a little bit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's where we're sitting on that one. What else was there?
And that's covered as far as the funding that we already had set aside for that. We don't need any addition for what he's doing there. Okay.
Yes, and I spoke to, well, I've been talking a little bit with the state about your precinct boundaries, and they said that they're working with the county clerks to get additional boundary lines put on parcels to be able to make that work, and they said that they're handling that with clerks at this point. So
who's she talking to?
What was her name?
At the county or at the state?
At the state. What's that?
Shelly.
From the state? Or the Shelly Brennan's the county?
No, Shelly. There's Shelly Jackson.
Shelly Jackson. That's what it was.
She's at the... She's over it. And she said that she would take the state files and do something to the clerk or what?
She said that, yeah, that it has to be approved by the clerks, by both counties in this case.
So we had to go through an update, and I sent the updates to the clerk showing properties that were in our district that weren't on the map, and properties that were on the map that weren't in our district. He's updated those on the county map.
Oh.
And so
we just got to get them to push it to, we got to make sure they push it to the
right.
The voter registered.
And this was a couple weeks ago, and Shelly had said it's something that can be taken care of in a couple weeks, but we need to follow up on it.
Yeah, as long as
keep up on them.
I guess.
So right now we've got it on all, just about everything's on the website. You can go there and you can look it up. And this is takes you to the county map.
So the county is updated, they just need to push it onto the voting register system. Registered voting system.
So there is everything the county has right there.
And that mirrors what you've done.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can zoom in on it and everything, so people can come see if they're in or out or whatever.
So the county just needs to push it to the state. You,
well, Shelly was going to be working directly with the clerks on that and get those
okay
taken care of. But It doesn't hurt for us to follow up with the two.
That's what I was going to say. We probably don't want to let the grass grow on that one.
Yeah.
So it is a voting year, so. Lead and copper. Give us an update on where we are on funding. Yes.
So we got word today that you did get awarded funding. So there was two applications that went in, and there was two application opportunities. One was to get the supplemental funding that was up to $100,000 that you guys have control of to take care of the lead and copper surveys. The other set of funding is funding that the state has set aside. They've hired a contractor to go and do a portion of the work for small districts in the state. And basically that's just for mapping. It doesn't cover like going out and performing the surveys, or if you wanted to incentivize, it wouldn't cover that, or if you wanted to buy an HVAC to go dig one side of the meter, it wouldn't cover that necessarily, but it would cover GIS services and helping to organize it a little bit. Where you guys had qualified for the earlier funding, it was more beneficial that you just stick with that one instead of going for this state-provided assistance.
So we can only pick one?
Yes, you can only pick one. We recommend you pick the one that was, I think it was $98,000 is what you guys had applied for. So,
or 100?
It was close. Not quite 100, but it was pretty close there. So that way you guys can use it how you best see fit.
So moving forward with that, now we're funded.
So yeah, they're supposed to send basically the approval letter, and I don't know if you've seen that yet or not, but they're supposed to send an approval letter to the district, and then you guys accept the funding and the terms of it and go forward. But don't accept the contract help that they're willing to offer. Just accept the funds. So
it's an antique.
Getting a fax.
I was going to say that. I'm surprised we still have the fax. People still send fax. Anyway, okay. So you'll just kind of keep us posted on,
yep,
on the progress of that.
Yep.
Okay.
So
very good.
That's all right. So
thanks, Jason, and we'll discuss this down the list here a little bit on action items.
And I'll leave this one, this signed version, too, if you guys are willing to sign it tonight. Yeah.
So a total amount. You've got a total for us.
$35,000.
Yep. Any questions for Jason on that before we move on? Okay. All right. Thanks, Jason.
Yep.
Appreciate you. So I'm going to hack this name.
Everybody does.
Shania. The N is silent?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Shania. Come on up and inform us of what's going on.
It's okay. Sit down, sis. She's got it more than I do. I'm just the one that made the appointment.
Perfect.
Actually, last year we came and we petitioned to see if we could get Johnson Water to come down past some properties to reach ours, and it was Indian permits that needed to get given down in there to pass, I think it was a 40-acre or an 80-acre parcel next to ours where your water line is going to end at, and then pass that, and then our acreage is right after it all the way around. Mm-hmm. And we talked to Randy and Shelley Wynn, that are our neighbors across the street, and they were wanting water shares or water hookups there also for their properties. And we were just wondering if it was still in the plans, if you guys were able to put in permits for there to see if they would petition the tribe and
okay,
that stuff across that area.
Can you pull that up a little closer, Dixon, what we're talking about here?
It'd be 6975 East, 4750 South, and we're Kettles.
Will this show our line where it's...
Yeah, and the tribe is ends at our house. The tribe ends at our house and right down there on the corner.
Oh, wow.
Our line ends back at Swenson's.
Yeah. And Davy Swenson's
right
goes to the corner.
So they live
in
this area.
It's actually Atwoods that bought Davy Swenson's place now.
Yeah.
Oh, what side is yellow?
Where the big where spot there? You just go down to the corner
that's,
and then work on.
That's 8.5, isn't it, Jim?
It's pretty small. I think you guys were going to replace it to the 8.
I think it's 8.5. It's paper thin.
Yeah, it's small from
so
a certain spot down.
They're fixed. Yeah.
That's four corners on the bottom right of this.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Thanks,
yeah,
Jason.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, going to say right down on the bottom over
I,
here.
I
on
thought
this,
we were further.
By the highway is four corners.
Okay.
And we're just west of that.
Okay, so we're a ways. We are a ways back up the country there. So right now you're...
Because Davy Swenson's is probably like 2 miles from our house, from our property.
So we've got an inch and...
Inch and a half right there.
Like now that services...
When, yeah, when we came... excuse me, sorry. When we came before, you guys were saying that you had to replace it to 8 anyway, all the way down to that spot, so...
So we're in the process right now of trying to get it connected to our existing system. Right now we have a moratorium still on what is being fed to you guys by the tribe.
So, right.
So that's what we were just talking about with Jason with Sunrise. We're trying to get the line connected to our existing Roosevelt, or whatever we want to call this, Johnson Water feed. So
see, and there was actually a tribal house that got put in just off Four Corners right there above ours. And they actually had two on those properties there that they wanted. They had staked, but they couldn't get water to them. And I think that they would agree to let it go past without a problem because they did have one on each side of the road staked. But they didn't have water down around the corner, so... And we're just that little square there that nobody has water, so... But there is three big parcels there that are all white-owned, or four.
That could use
right there, that could use water.
So we're limited on what... We can't sell any more connections just because we're limited. We already have a problem with the capacity. Until we get the existing...
Line
tied into our infrastructure.
Well, we figured you guys were going to be at least 2 years out or so, but we wanted to make sure we were on the docket that we were, because...
Still interested.
Our husband, because both of our daughters, we want to get a parcel in their name so they can build homes, and they needed water, and our nephew was another one, so we would buy at least 4 hookups on just our place.
How many miles is that, or how far?
Where your hookup is, I don't know. But from the corner, it's like 2 miles down to our property.
Where is the end of our area down there?
Well, that
our house is on tribal.
Those houses aren't even in our district.
Yeah, they would have to be annexed in.
And them as well, the Kettles. So they're not in our district right now.
Because our house exactly like right there is the very last water hookup, and it's tribal.
So where does... Past us, is that Randallette Water that services all this?
Tribe
does serve clear over.
They're clear over there in Norway.
So they're not close at all
either.
So we are the only ones closer.
Yeah. So you guys would be the only ones we could get to hook into right there to get our water.
But the tribe would like to see us take those couple of services over.
Oh.
Because, see, there's 3 of us right there that are all white that are on that tribal, and then one tribal house just got put in right there on the chunk right next to us.
On tribal water.
Closer, yes. Just up closer.
But they
to,
won't let you tie in.
But they won't let us tie into anymore. No.
Because they don't have capacity either?
I don't know. They're putting in tribal homes all over, but they're not letting whites buy anymore. So I don't know if they're just saving it for tribal members or how they're deciding how to do it, if they're... trying to expand on more of their own properties to put homes on them, or I'm not sure how or what their situation is. So
we're servicing you right now, but you're not technically in our district.
No,
so
no, we're not servicing.
No, our home is on tribal. Ours is the very last one.
That's where I'm getting confused.
It goes right at Four Corners. They have a line that goes down, and we're the only 3 white homes right there, and we're serviced by the tribal water. And then from there down on the rest of our property, there is no water or anything clear down to Davy Swenson's.
Okay, I see.
But Wins is on the next side of us.
I was confused.
Yeah. So all of our farm acres there.
I don't think
we're going
to color the house.
ours is dark brown, so you can't kind of see it. So.
Okay. I'm with you. Sorry, I thought you were saying
it's okay. But okay. Yeah, that's where we're situated. It's just all of our farmland that's on the main road.
Yeah, I think
it has no water, and neither does Hickens or Winds.
It's going to be a while before we could even entertain getting a line ran down there, I would say. First of all, we've got to take care of what we can't supply right now anyway.
Right.
And to grow that system, it's going to
be... Well, we know that Davy Swenson and Ron put it in from there down, and you guys took the line over after. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why it was so small, because they didn't think of... And then other people hooked in after that, so...
Okay.
Well, how many hookups is on that inch and a half line?
There's
every one of those blue
one,
dots.
Two, three, four, five, six, I think six or seven.
We've got pressure problems down there, I assume?
Oh, yeah. So we just figured you guys were going to be replacing it anyway. That's why we figured we'd petition to have it ran all the way down at the same time if it was possible.
Sure, sure. Okay.
Then that way permits could be got, or tribal permission, whatever needed to be done.
Yeah, there's...
But we figured it would be out at least 2-3 years, at least, because we know that you guys have to replace everything and fix it, so...
So we looked at this a little bit. To just get to the corner would probably, really rough ballpark, would be another $100,000 to get just to the corner. And
before
then to get down to the
2 miles.
Before you, that just gets you to the tribe.
And they're a couple miles past that.
Yeah.
Another mile past that.
Mile and a quarter.
So we'd be a couple hundred thousand.
Quarter mile?
Yeah. Well, we'd probably be $400,000 or $500,000 in just getting a pipe there, and then dealing with the tribe going through a different story. If they had their own line going up to the corner, then it would just be another 100,000, 2,800 feet essentially to get beyond current. But again, you've got to upgrade that line to begin with. Where we're sitting with the funding that you have for the project, the funding was secured halfway through what was applied for, partway through 2022, and it was secured late 2022. And between the time that it was applied for and you were awarded, the prices had gone up so much that it didn't cover even the full project anymore.
Right.
If prices come back down, maybe it will. But right now, we're looking at just doing the connection on 3750, and then if there's money left on the table by the bidders, then we can go through and upgrade some of that inch and a half line
that's existing,
undersized right now. Okay. So that's where you're sitting with the project funding right now. If you wanted to go get additional funding to replace the rest of it, once we know what bids are, then that's an option. And if you want to go further and closer to these guys, that's an option too. You just need to recognize that it's not just a matter of just tacking it onto the project.
Right.
Be substantial cost.
Okay. And how many, did you ask how many connections was down? No, past where we service now to where you're talking, how many people would be gathering up with that project?
There's at least four on our side.
Right.
Plus
and
the Winds,
we haven't talked
about their
we haven't
kids
talked
too
to the Hickens, but the Winds, they said they need at least two, maybe more, but they have a ton of acreage that's all along the road there. So I don't know if they're going to sell some of it by then or just give their kids parcels. I have no idea.
Okay,
but they have three children total, so there would be at least probably three hookups there.
We have at least four.
We
maybe
have four.
Eight.
We have at least four. And then his sister will be inheriting property also, because we're going through probate right now. So it's getting divided up through all the kids. And there was a lot of them wanting to put homes in, but without water, it's kind of...
Right.
You can't do anything, so...
Sure.
So does your property go all the way to that corner?
We actually... The corner... where you guys hit, where the tribe is, we have land right behind it. We have 90 acres behind that, and then we hit the other highway, actually. We go clear across, and then we come back this way, and then we're kind of like a weird L shape.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we have that whole corner from right at where Winds is straight across the street. They are at that corner all the way down, and so are we until... You hit the Indian tribe again up on the hill by our place.
So you're bordering the...
I have tribal here and I have tribal up here. So, yeah.
UFO race down the road.
Yep, but it's just down the road.
This whole part right here is tribal, correct?
Mm-hmm.
far as we're aware.
So there's no way to come without going through.
Without, yeah.
You could. This is not here. This is Atwood.
Yeah, Atwood's right there. They bought Amy Swenson. So if he goes clear to the corner.
A line out here, you could go across country and then down across
their
property.
Yeah, because you got to go past that 40-acre parcel into ours on the back side.
But that's another cross-country thing we don't really...
Then you might lose the... If you did that, you'd lose the winds.
Yeah, because they would have to come clear through ours. We'd lose the winds because they'd have to go clear across all of ours all the way to get to theirs.
West of you.
Yep, they're across the street
to the corner
from us.
And then go forward.
Yep.
There's not
and
a
then
real...
there's the Hickens and then right there. And that one's the Hickens that has the big field right there. So
there's not a real good solution that we're going to be able to tell you right now. Definitely.
Right.
I mean, it's at best, it's going to be a pie in the sky. I don't know how else to put it, but it's an astronomical amount of money to get water down to that point at this time.
It just seems really dumb because we end here and here, and it's like a small portion versus what it was.
We got a lot of obstacles trying.
Oh, I understand that.
A lot of mileage
so.
To get down, and we don't have the water right now to even do it.
Right.
But we definitely could, you know, note that and take in consideration that there's some need down in that area.
Yeah.
But as far as 2 or 3 years out, I wouldn't dare say that's even a possibility. At this point, but as we grow, we're going to lay a line sizable enough that we could potentially, you know, take in some of that area. But unless the board has anything else to add to that,
you can replicate that need on a lot of our systems.
Right.
At least in mine, I'm getting pounded for the same thing.
Right,
under the same situation,
in
my
our
line squeezes down and
in our existing boundaries.
Yeah, in our existing
right.
boundaries. So you could repeat that same story. So we have that type of demand in many areas, but the expense is pretty similar.
Yeah.
And so it becomes difficult.
I wish we had better news for you, but for right now, that's kind of where I think we're going to be at. But in the future, though, you know, we'll definitely keep in mind that there's a need down in that area.
Well, we've looked into wells, but the water there is so...
It's
really
heavy
alkali, and it has that strong sulfur acid
right.
smell and
right.
taste, so it's you really don't have the other options besides getting one way or the other. Sorry, I have like dry throat. It's okay.
A cup of water.
I get it all the time. But yeah,
Have you actually gone to the business committee and talked to them at all?
My husband is actually close friends to Sean or Shane, I can't remember, the tribal county. And he's talked to him, and they just said that they're not giving out any to whites. He said it's not a situation that they only have so many hookups left, and that they're putting in tribal homes.
Mm-hmm.
And at that existing point, they want to keep those available. So I don't know how many they're putting in or where they're putting them at, but we have noticed a lot of new homes being put in, especially down around by our place and further down in Randolette and
sure.
stuff like that. So, and I think there's a few new ones down in O'Ray, and they're just kind of scattered, but they're starting to try to put them more on their open properties. So I don't know if they're going to try to go up like Neola and different places that they have open properties. Right.
There.
That's what I was going to say. I'm not sure exactly where they're all going to put them at, but
okay.
And I'm thinking that's what they're planning is trying to use up
what they have left
towards those homes.
Sure.
So.
Okay. Well, we will see what we can do in the future, but for the near future.
Well, you might need to bug me a couple more times.
No,
we just want to keep refreshing your memory.
Anytime.
So.
You're welcome to come in anytime, and we appreciate that. So we kind of know where some needs.
And if you guys need letters, like how many that so many this one would
sure.
like and so many this one would like, so if that helps.
If it gets to that point, we'll definitely need that information to take for some funding.
And we can always talk to Hickens and find out if they would ever be interested, different stuff like
great.
That. So,
great.
So you would know what was...
Okay.
amounts of hookups that you would need down there.
Sure. We're progressing. It's just taken a while. This is a project even to get this connected to our existing system for over, I don't know how many years, like 12 years we've
yeah.
been talking
this
about.
This has actually happened a lot faster than we thought, anyway. So
yes.
I mean, it is a positive thing that this,
yeah.
we didn't think it was even possible, and the funding came available for specifically this type of project. We jumped, pounced, and got it. So
it's never say never.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
well. We just figured we'd keep coming back.
Appreciate you coming
keep
in.
Keep it at least fresh, so because we knew that the project was
moving forward,
starting to
definitely.
Move. So we didn't know how fast it would go.
Right. We get this done, and then
because some things will go. Okay, your funding's here. Get it done now, or you got to wait and drag it out. So sometimes it happens that way.
Yep.
So we just figured we'd kind of poke and prod and just kind of see where we're sitting. So
yeah, the positive thing is that it's now a possibility where it wasn't before with this new project. So it's halfway
large
there.
That line.
Yeah, so connecting our systems and doing what we're doing now becomes.
More viable.
Well, before it was impossible. Now it's a lot closer. So there's good progress.
So this yellow line right now, that's tribal line.
No, that's ours.
No, that's theirs.
It's
the tribal's on this end over here by the highway.
That's inch and a half with half a dozen people on there.
Tribal line comes in from Four Corners up to you.
Yes.
And
there's only three hookups on it that are white. That's right there.
Yeah.
And it's my father-in-law's, Dick Kettles.
Okay.
Then it's Vernon Morrill's, and then ours.
Okay. Where's Vernon Morrill's?
He's right. Well, it was my grandma's.
West of Dick Kettle?
Yes. It was Inez's house.
Okay. And you're south?
I am. And we're just,
north side of the road.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's two on that side and then one on the other. So
Dixon,
we're
do you have
three.
Anything else to add to this?
No.
But yeah, Dick told me, go down and talk to him. I said, I will.
Well, thanks for coming in, guys, and we appreciate that. And we'll just kind of keep that in mind as we progress. So.
All right, we appreciate it.
All right,
thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. I might take that drink of water. You guys need any?
You take too much talk.
I need to shut up. Somebody else talk.
It's an alkaline water.
It is. This good alkaline water. All right, where are we at, guys? Yeah, I think we're going to be a ways out before we get down to that area, if we get it there at all. I mean, like Dusty said, we've got areas in our existing system that we need to, if we're going to spend $500,000 on.
Yeah, they'd have to annex in before we get anything.
Sure.
Yeah, you could repeat that in quite a few little spots that are in the system. They got people, like I said, I'm getting suits. I get razzed about it.
Unless they wanted to come with a plan on how to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point. Now it's an actual feasible if they could get to with their neighbors and make something happen.
Here's what they could do. Here's the meter for Finley.
Mm-hmm.
And that originally their office was right here. Well, they said...
This is Walnutville here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the meter?
The meter's right there.
For Finley? Where's...
And their office was right there. Well, they moved their office clear down to here.
And ran the water.
And they ran a water line, a 2-inch water line, all the way that way. Mm-hmm. So if they want to put in their own water line from the end of our line, have them put a meter right here and then run their own dang water line.
They'd have to go get the easements and everything else.
Yeah.
Well, they could. What is that? If they wanted a personal line, their cheapest route would be to get with their neighbors, run a personal line that we don't take over.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if they have their neighbors.
They could have their own little group,
But
they
still
have a master meter or something, put on a 2-inch line, give them a 2-inch meter or something like that.
Well, they're still talking, though, the tribe wants water. Isn't that not what she said, the tribal?
They'd want us to to switch them off.
Right,
yeah.
So it has to be...
Kick
them off of the tribal line. The tribe doesn't want connections down there. They just want them.
They want them to switch over.
Okay.
The non-tribal.
Non-tribal. Apologize.
I just kept picturing a bunch of white houses down there. I
don't know. That's what she was saying, but I was getting a little confused. Okay. Well,
that's what
we won't beat that one to death anymore. I think
not politically.
That's
correct.
A consensus, right?
White houses.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. Chris, we've got you up.
Well, I'm up, now I'm down.
Have a seat.
I'd like to know where we're at, what we're going on, what's going on.
Okay, so what's going on? I think Wyatt talked to you today, sounds like.
But what I'd like to know is why he talked to me instead of you guys.
Explain, I guess, what you mean.
Why did he talk to you? My lease is not with him. It's with you guys, so why did he talk to me instead of you guys?
So, per our discussions, we were selling the property. The lease was going to transfer with the sale of the property to the new owner.
No,
That's what we talked about with you.
No, we was talked about buying them in. If the property sold, I'd get my land.
So
that was an option, yes. But yes, the other option is if it don't transfer.
Right.
That's.
I didn't want to transfer it because I didn't know who was going to buy it and how they'd treat me down the road. So I did not want to transfer.
So if I recall, we gave you the option to buy you out. You didn't like the price, so we explained, we'll have to remember this one here. We explained that if you didn't want to be bought out with the price we were offering, and I believe it was $30,000, then the lease was going to transfer and you'd be dealing with the new owners at that point.
No, that was never discussed.
The last number you gave me, because we had a conversation, last number you gave me, it was open-ended to see if it was going to work.
And, we met here, and this is what.
But it was never agreed to on the amount.
No, that's what.
Or that it was going to work.
That's what you brought up that day.
Right, and that's not the amount that we talked about either.
It's not.
That's a better number for whoever was going to buy
then,
it out.
Then this, after we done, then I went home.
Yes,
here,
that's the number.
And
I was
that's the
about.
Number.
Yeah, you come back. You come back and said that's the number. And I said, okay, and so we went to...
The only thing on this whole thing that's changed...
Did they close?
Yeah, we're closed.
The only thing on here that changed was we figured $100 to put up the hay. I come back and figured it cost me $60.
I'm not arguing that point.
No,
this is the number that you wanted, and I said, okay, let's see if we can get it done. And that's where it ended.
Yeah, so, and I have not heard of words from nobody since then.
Right.
And I called you last year, or in about October... And asked you where we was at. You said, I will get with the board and we'll find out and I'll let you know. I have not heard one word from them.
That's right. And so we're back to where we're at. And it got transferred.
So this amount here, the $47,000?
That's the number he came up with the day that we met.
To pay you out right at $47,000.
That's the number Dustin came up with.
Okay. And
He come back with the 61 pound. He added a little bit more to it.
Oh, so this was our number, the 40,
yes.
47
pounds. That's what we worked out on the spreadsheet. It wasn't approved by the board. It wasn't...
We discussed it. Right.
During... And then he come back with needing more. And so 61. That number's the last number that I remember.
Okay. Gotcha.
But it was never ever approved to be able to do that.
Right. We didn't agree on a number. That's right. 61,000, because we were talking about 30,000. I think 25,000.
That was originally before that meeting there.
Before this one,
and then so we just sit down on a spreadsheet and kind of cracked it out on some realistic type numbers.
Okay, this was your counter 61,000. This is what we came up.
That's
with.
That was my deal way back then.
This one here.
Yeah.
And after I put up my hay, that's what it come to. After putting up hay, instead of the 3 ton to the acre, I ended up with 3.325 ton to the acre.
For the year.
So that come up with that. And the only thing I changed is that number and then the number per cost to put it up per ton.
So can we see that there?
So now you're up to 72,000.
That's with the what I put up last year. Green this up.
Okay. But so what is that number?
So you're 3.
So now that's
3.325.
That's where you're at now, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that that's where I'm at. I'm just saying them figures is where my actual figures.
Gotcha.
So you're saying you put up 166 ton?
133 ton.
Well, that math doesn't. Oh, there's 40 acres. What are you doing with the other 10?
I just figured 10 acres in there. Or 40 acres. We figured everything on 40 acres the day we was in here.
Because there's 50 shares of water? Oh, we gave you 10 extra shares, right? So you're only farming 40 acres? Or
50.
Well, the part down in the bottom, there's, I don't know how much is down there. 6-7 acres in the bottom I can't farm.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I remember, it was 40 is what we've been working on.
So 40 was the number we worked on.
300 ton. Well, this is times that by 3 is the 3 years you have left. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Your hay's not worth $300 a ton this next year. Not even close. It's taking a hit.
I can't help that.
If we get $200 a ton this year for hay.
I can't help that.
Well, no, no, I'm just giving you the reality. We're coming into a season that we have hay prices being set. So your hay prices this next year is not going to be $300 a ton.
I don't know what they're going to be. I know we figured that number to begin with.
So 300, okay, so you're...
I don't know if the point... I don't think we need to argue the point here. The point is whether the buyout was going to happen or not.
Right. Well...
That's the point.
Right, yeah.
Right?
And that's why we didn't come up with a conclusion on the numbers anyway, because your numbers and our numbers didn't jive. That's why we never come up with a buyout for you. Because we couldn't afford to pay you the $300,000 that you initially came up with. So we came up with a realistic number of $25,000 to $30,000. You didn't like that, so you come back with 60.
Pushed it as high as I thought I could get the board to buy off on.
Right.
And I...
Which...
We didn't even consider it after that because it just got so high.
So...
This whole time, since I've leased that place, nobody has been, in my opinion, been straight with me and let me know what's going on. When Curtis was going to buy it, Curtis come to me. Not the board, not Johnson Water, the person that I got the lease through. Not one time has the board come to me and said, Chris, let's do that until we sit down that day.
If I recall, we had multiple conversations with you on what we were doing moving forward as far as we're going to sell the property, Chris. We met with you. What have you done for improvements? The agreement was that you were going to replant. You haven't. So
that's true. I have not.
So we didn't want you to replant 2 years into the lease agreement because we're thinking about selling it. That's when we met with you. I remember meeting with Dusty, myself, and you.
But I mean,
a couple
and as far as what Curtis goes, see, the only reason Curtis talked to you is because it was your benefit. It wasn't our benefit. It was, hey, look, Curtis, we're not going to sell this property unless we can figure something out with Chris. So it was your benefit. It wasn't like we were trying to be non-communicative. I told Curtis, we told Curtis, that this is contingent on making sure that Chris is took care of.
Right.
That's why I talked to him, and I said, I don't want to be in the middle of trying to negotiate what you guys can work out. So you guys, if you guys can work it out, then we're good.
Right.
Well, but when he came to me, he put it like you guys put it in his court. We did.
You put it in both your courts. If you guys work it out, if he can't work it out, if you're not satisfied, then that's why we said no. And we he finally come back and said he'll assume the lease and he'll let Chris.
Right.
Farm it out.
That was part of the agreement.
And so Curtis was going to be the owner. That fell apart because of financing.
But it was
your benefit, our worry to your benefit anyway, whether you perceived it that way.
You guys did your part about keeping me protected, but you haven't done anything about letting me know what was going on.
Well, quite honestly, we didn't know.
Well, at this time, the reason we came up with this, because we had to re-figure on what our plan was with this new potential buyer. So there was, besides the land and the access and all that, rigmarole we had to try to navigate, your lease was a part of it. The transfer was always on the table as the first priority. It's always been the priority because that's what you expressed to us early on. That's what you said you wanted was to maintain that lease. That's why you threw us some really high numbers because it was obvious that you want to maintain your lease. So that's the premise that we've always opted on. Now, still coming up with a number, and you come in at the $61,000. Still tells us that you still want to hang on to that lease. I don't think that we have violated anything other than we maintain what you originally wanted.
So basically what you're telling me is don't matter what happens, I'm screwed.
No.
I think I'm a little confused. And because originally it's always been you wanted to maintain that lease and it's been us trying to work out a deal to make it to where we could actually sell, because that lease was holding up a lot of sales. And we turned down multiple sales because of the lease.
And we offered to buy you out.
So
for nothing.
No, it wasn't for nothing. It was for fair market value. You haven't replanted, Chris. You haven't put these...
I haven't replanted. Why haven't I replanted?
I'm not sure.
Well, the first 2 years of Illinois, but I know why you haven't the last year.
The first year, the first year that you took the lease, why you didn't replant?
The first year that I took the lease, I plowed up that little piece of property.
Right, but why didn't you plant the whole
And I planted it into three-way.
Yeah.
Then, all of a sudden, come the second year, you're going to sell it.
So
I don't have a right-of-way to get in there.
But the
The second year was the
second year was the wreck.
Yeah. That was the first year.
No, that was the second.
It came up the first year.
It came up the first year.
Yeah.
I got to haul the first crop out of that driveway. After that, I either went through
batteries. I believe that we wrote off enough to compensate you for that, though.
The first year, you took $1,000 off.
Right.
So, but I still think, and we look, apparently we're wrong, that you're number one that you've expressed the whole time, because we turned down sales, is that the lease, you wanted to maintain the lease. That's been the motive and understanding that we have. And we have actually had that in action because we have turned down purchases because of it. It's part of the big reason why this has drug on so long.
But to say that you were offered nothing, that's not correct. You haven't put it into it. So the number that we came up with to pay you the $30,000 was more than fair with what you put into the property. Understanding why you didn't, now that you're explaining it, that still you didn't have that hard cost in for a $60,000 or $70,000 payoff because you didn't have that wrapped up into it. And it's a good thing you probably didn't, right? So
you're blaming me for not doing anything else, but what about the lessees before me?
He replanted it.
Well, how many years was it?
I guess I don't understand.
You got it in number 6 year, right, of a replant?
I'm not understanding that question, I guess.
He just wondered what the first lease he had done.
Oh, well,
not the first, but the one prior to you.
It don't matter who it was. I mean,
well, he replanted.
He did, and I think he was in year 5 or 6 when he got the new lease code.
So he had it only for 5 years, and he replanted the first year he had it.
So he took over the first 6th year.
Yes.
Of the alfalfa.
Right. Right.
And so that's where it was at when you took it over.
Right. And I don't know how it was producing. Maybe it didn't need replanting.
Just like the part that I plowed, it wasn't producing. That's right. Why I plowed it.
And well, if it's producing three and a half ton an acre.
That's pretty.
Yeah. But that's average, right?
3 is average, calendar average. Yeah. Or at least that's the way.
I've never been able to produce it on a 7 year, 8 year alfalfa that much egg. So it sounds like it's pretty strong. Are you putting fertilizer on it?
I haven't put no fertilizer on it.
And you're still getting 3.5?
Other than some manure.
Oh, yeah.
You've never put fertilizer on
it. A lot better farmer than I am.
No, it's just a good piece of property and it produces.
Well, it's a lot better land than mine, let's put it that way.
So as far as what we're concerned about, I guess, is you being still compensated. So the agreement was with the sale of the property that the lease transfers with the property. If they're going to do anything other than lease it to you, they're going to have to compensate you and buy you out. So
I'm going to have to deal with them people.
Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't in on all of the previous, but that's what I remembered when we had talked, is that if the property sold and you didn't want that buyout, then it went with the new owner. But I wasn't in on everything.
Well, and I've all along not wanted to be, you know, I leased it with you guys. I didn't want Curtis or Joe or Bob to get it, because then once they get the deal, they can do whatever they want to do and make me, to get me out of there. That's why I didn't want to transfer it with another buyer.
That's news to me tonight. That's news to me tonight.
I've said that all along.
You have not.
I don't.
I can't accept that, and I won't accept it, because why would we turn down sales? Because they refused to take the lease. If there was an option, that when this option came, when we finally said, let's get serious about this. We can't pay you $300,000 for a buyout, but let's get serious about it. That's what this finally got to. And you're like, all right, let's talk about it. But originally, and maybe it's just my bad, I thought the best thing we could do, besides giving you an exorbitant amount of money, would be to keep you on the property, because you have, I distinctly remember saying that was your motivation. It's not been from the very beginning. Because that would have changed the whole thing. We'd probably have been out of this property a long time ago. I mean, you can't take us, you cannot think that we took $300,000 is serious, a buyout.
Well, maybe I didn't put it in serious either.
I know.
Maybe I just put a figure there to say.
And that's what that backs up. What I remember is that you just didn't want to. The property you need to feed your cat. I get why you wanted it. I didn't argue with it. I just know it was just very hard to try to market a property with the encumbrance.
Yeah.
And that's why we finally said, let's sit down and get serious. And you're like, okay, let's get serious.
And we come in that day and we figured that.
And we did, yes.
And then I told went home and I did some figuring exactly what it cost me to put the hay up. Then I called you and told you.
Yep.
And then nobody's talked to me since.
Right. And that number's been in the air since. And it's been decided that it's just too much. And that decision is like, not wasn't made in December. That decision has been through this whole process. We know it's been on the table. It's just...
We brought it back to the board and we discussed it extensively. I believe when you guys were back on, or you were on...
Yeah, when we was figuring tons of
right,
different
yeah.
things.
Mm-hmm. And we bounced it back and forth amongst some experience here and kind of come up with that 30,000, I believe, is what would be the number.
Yeah, I pushed it up to the 47. I obviously didn't have time to have another board meeting. I haven't got buyout on that. I thought I could sell it to the board.
Well, I just wanted to know where we was going. Sounds like to me you guys already know where we're going.
Well, and Wyatt, I believe he contacted you today because he called and said that he talked to you and felt good with working something out with you as far as
I told him then today, I said, my lease is with Johnson Water.
Right.
I've got to talk with Johnson Water.
Right.
I've got this is between me and Johnson Water. I don't even know you from Adam.
Right. So, as Dusty explained, it's been transferred with the purchase of the property. The new owners do and accepted the lease. As far as that goes, they are aware of the buyout, that they're going to need to compensate you at fair market value or whatever conversation you had with him today, because he talked to you today about it. So I assume you're going to be having some communications with him in the near future of what their plans are going to be and what direction they're going to go. So as far as numbers go, these are the numbers that you're going to need to talk to them with as well. And they knew where we stood as far as what our Dusty's 47,000 or whatever we discussed. So, and what your numbers were as well, 64,000. 61,000. So this isn't new news to them. They've been educated all along this whole entire time. Is our whether you believe it or not, our main objective was to take care of you as well and make you as whole as we possibly could, fairly. And so those provisions were made in the purchase agreement as well. So we've protected you. We've had your main interest at heart through this whole ordeal.
And that's been demonstrated multiple times because we have turned down buys because of it. And that's why I'm frustrated. I'm like, why did we turn down buys if there was an easier option? I mean, we let deals kill. Everything else was worked out and everything was good based on the lease.
Because they wouldn't accept a lease.
That's right. There was a lot of people not even interested once they found there was a lease. And that's fine. That's not. We're not blaming you. It's not your fault at all.
Right.
At all. And so that's why we never really bugged you about it, other than the last time we said, let's get serious. Can we be serious? And that's when we come up with these numbers.
Right.
And that's the purpose, is because we got tired of losing sales.
And there's no intent to screw you at all, neither with the new buyers. So that's not the intent here whatsoever. And their intent is to fairly compensate you for...
So now that you've sold it, and they bought my lease, So if they decide to, whatever they decide, I'm going to have to live with it.
Well, there's,
well, I don't know if you have
provisions in there that, that's
going to. I don't think your position changes. That's what's. I don't think your position don't change. Your position still is you have the lease, and I don't know. It's no different than having a lease with us. You just have a lease. Now, if you want to be bought out and you have to work it out, you can work it out.
Right. You still have the lease. I mean, the lease is the lease. If you're still going to need to be bought out if they choose to do something different with that property. So it's basically no different than...
How many years is the lease still?
3 more years.
3 more summers.
So
3 years from today. Well, this month.
So... So that's kind of where we're at. What's, I'm sure they're going to be communicating with you. But they probably reiterated that today with you in your communication with them.
Yeah. So, and I think I made it pretty clear with him that you guys is where my lease was. Right.
Well, it's pretty clear in the contract that the lease transferred to them. So, and we
that's just today, though. I mean, you're talking hours of difference of phone calls when that happened. And
right.
It's everything's went down today, right?
Right, right, yes, yes. So, I mean, this isn't new news. This is, like Dusty said, you were made aware that this was going to happen, that we were going to sell the property, the lease was going to be transferred. Our intent's not to screw you over whatsoever.
Can I ask you a silly question?
Ask away.
When I leased that property, what did you say?
Boy, 3 years ago, I couldn't tell you.
You said, let's go from a 5-year lease to a 6-year lease, so whoever gets that has a longer time to have it.
Right. If you put investment to replow and plant.
And then...
That's why I said that. If you put the investment into replow and plant to get your money back out.
And then...
Which you haven't done.
You keep going to that.
Because Chris, that was my whole provision of making a 6-year lease. If somebody's going to put the effort into putting seed in the ground, tillage of the ground, it costs a lot of money.
Right.
Which you haven't done.
No, I haven't.
So there.
I have not done it, and you know why I haven't done it.
I don't. I still don't. If you would have done that, then your $70,000 would have been more in reality. But it's not, because you didn't put any plow in the ground, you didn't put any seed in the ground, it didn't cost you the $25,000 to put the seed in the ground. So to compensate you what you're asking for, the board all was in agreement. It was just not, it wasn't feasible.
Yeah, I can see where I'm at. So, how do I get a hold of these people?
Well, they called you today. You got their number.
Keep their number. I didn't want to talk to them.
You got a pencil and paper. I can give you their number. And they'll be in touch with you, I'm sure. Like I said, they are not out to screw you over. I'm sure he told you that. In fact, he called me right after he got off the phone with you and said, I got a hold of Chris. He's not very happy, but I'm sure we can work a fair settlement out. We're going to treat him as fairly as possible. And
yeah, they got a lot of money, and I have no money. So that's what that is. I don't want to leave here tonight with bitter feelings on you guys to me or me to you guys, but I do want to leave here feeling better than I did when I come in here. And right now I don't.
What can we do to... what can we do to help the transition, I guess? That's we don't want you to feel like you're being screwed either. It's just the hand that we've been dealt with. You hit it on the head. We lost our access. We've been dealt a bitter hand. If we didn't lose that access, we wouldn't be sitting here tonight. Honestly, I don't think we would have sold that property, but we were dealt a crappy hand by some neighbors.
Yeah, I agree. I was in the middle of it.
You were, and it's not fair to you.
The right-of-way that I had coming in there to get hay and stuff in and out of there, that was terrible.
It was, and you didn't deserve that. And we made the ultimate decision, the best decision that we could for our constituents. Either we will go to litigation that's going to cost us $100,000 minimum to get this worked out, or we sell the property. I mean, you got to put yourself in our shoes, Chris, a little bit.
I understand business. Don't think I don't.
From a business aspect.
I may not be very smart, but I do understand business.
So on a business aspect, the best thing we could have done is get rid of the property. And we had a good potential market to sell that. And we jumped on it, and we kept you in mind the whole entire way, and we still have you in mind. We've said in the contract, if we didn't have you in mind, we wouldn't have transferred you through this whole process. And there is intent of you being bought out. It's not new to them. They already are aware of this. It was an agreement. We discussed in full length with them what you wanted, what we were willing to offer. And I don't see that being diminished in any way as far as the value goes. So it's going to be, whether we paid you out or whether they're going to pay you out, it's going to be the same. So I don't be mad. You're going to get compensated. It's not like you're going to walk away with $0 and a kick in the pants, because you're going to be compensated more fairly than what I believe you're going to get out of farming the ground.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, that's the joy of farming. You don't know. I get it.
You don't. But
I would hope that maybe it was a misunderstanding, but I know that our actions up until this last, I can understand it's confusing enough on this last buyout. It's been a mess. But up until then, our whole thing, we had stuck to our guns on making sure that you kept what your priority was, and that was the lease. And I think we demonstrated that more than once, because we were turned down some very, with a good deal at the time. And that's what killed the Curtis deal. They couldn't transfer the lease.
He couldn't get the money. Because it couldn't be covered, right? Yeah, he couldn't get the lease because I had the lease.
And we accepted. We didn't try to pull any shenanigans with you and just try to say, look, you're just going to have to leave.
I don't know where the shenanigans, but there was some hope. He wanted me to sign a piece of paper that said that I didn't have a lease on that.
Hmm. Yeah, he did. And I told him that the thing, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. And we refused to accept anything like that.
And I told him, no, I'm not going to do that.
And even if you'd have said yes, we wouldn't have done it.
And he wanted me to take...
Right, I'm aware of
that. Take Lou's place up there.
Oh, Christ.
Well, that was something you know, that could have worked.
Yeah,
that could have worked. But if you didn't like it, we were good with it. But, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. We killed it because of that language. And I said, Chris, we can't do that. We cannot do the wordage to make them happy that's not honest and keeps the vulnerable leasee. Not going to work. So we killed it. That was our whole intent the whole time. Even though the headache with the burden of that mess that we had with the neighbors and everything still was there, and you know the neighbors, don't like us.
It's still there.
And it's better to exit it, but that's not arguing that point. But I do believe that we've demonstrated in action that we thought we were doing good by you.
Well, and I'm not saying you guys didn't, but my biggest bitch, and I'll say it again, is nobody come from Johnson Water and told me, Chris, this is where we're at. Be prepared.
And for that, I guess we need to apologize. If we weren't fully keeping you in the loop and looking back, we probably should have had you in more times than what we did, but we didn't know what was going on ourselves, to be honest with you. After Curtis, we put it back up for sale. This last one has drug out an astronomical amount of time. And we were probably more focused on that than we were keeping you in the loop.
Like I said, I understand business. All right. But I also understand the way it makes me feel.
Sure, and that we apologize for that. I mean, it's not easy having leases taken when you're planned on crops and things of that nature as well. But hopefully, like I said, with the compensation, you've got to work through that avenue. If they're going to decide not to have you farm that this summer or whatever, you've got the numbers there. They're fully aware of what needs to take place there. So, and keep us informed, I guess. If we need to talk with them or whatever, we can do that as well. So,
well, and I can tell you, I'm not signing nothing until you guys see what they want me to do.
Right.
Because I still feel, even though you guys have done what you did, I still feel that my lease is with you guys.
Well, we are no longer owners of the property as of today. So we have zero say in what's there. So, other than what was binding in contract with them. And we did include you in that contract. So as far as legality goes, you're protected on that lease. So If they choose to buy you out, it's going to have to be a negotiated fair price for you, or you've got options. I mean, you've got options. Just the same options as if Johnson Water owned that property and we wanted to terminate your lease early. You have a binding contract, and if that contract transferred ownership to them as well. So, in reality, it's no different. You're going to, if they choose to start construction of whatever they want to do sooner than that 3 years, then you're going to have a compensated buyout. And they're aware of that.
So. Well, for what he wants me out today. So,
well, it's worth more today than it would be a year from now, because you still got 3 years left in that lease. So, and if Hay does what it looks like it may do this year, you probably will get more money now than you will in 12 months from now. So, but keep us informed, Chris. If we need to help with the negotiations or whatever, I think we're more than willing to sit down with you and him and them or whatever we need to do to help. We're not here to write you off. And I hope you can feel where we're coming from. You understand what we were up against. It was a bad hand dealt to us, and we did not intend to deal you a bad hand, and I don't think we have. I think you're going to get compensated more so than what the hay would be worth, to be honest with you. So,
well, I mean, it was not told about it, obviously, minus the cost.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the only numbers I changed in here is ones that I could, you know.
Well, that's what we worked out. And not as good.
All righty, well.
Thanks, Chris, and like I said, we'll just keep in touch with us.
We need to come in here, get Wyatt in here.
Wyatt's supposed to be here.
I don't think he's coming now. It was on the agenda prior to the information. Yeah. So, but like I said, Chris, if we need to, is the board opposed if we need to have a sit down with everybody and if it would help?
No, I'm more than willing.
Okay. Don't. I mean, we'll be the advocate. We're not here to leave you on your own. So.
I thought I was doing real good last year. I planted those fields up there just before the April showers that turned into April wind and
blew it all away.
Lost it all, so the crapshoot continues.
Well, you know, not this little piece over here. I planted it, but I just planted it in the three-way every year. I should have planted it into alfalfa, I guess, but I didn't.
Well, I did. I found them grass and seed all over the way. But anyway, that's.
Yeah, any of you guys got more stuff to argue with than me?
Thanks, Chris. So
keep you guys have a good evening.
Keep in touch with us. All right. Wyatt Griffiths. So I just will take this one for where we're at. We put Wyatt on the agenda last Thursday, Friday. I lose track of time. I think it was Friday. Yes. Wyatt tried calling me. I was out of service. He got a hold of Dusty. And then we've all communicated since then on where we're at. I did try to get you, Dean.
I was in a place where I couldn't.
Did you get my message at least?
I did. No, I couldn't.
Oh, you're fine. Just so you got the message. We did get the consensus of the rest of the board. The story was, I believe his deadline was Saturday. Friday or Saturday? I think it was Saturday.
Last week.
The
8th.
Saturday the 8th.
So Saturday the 8th, he called Friday. He had the funds. Everybody was lined up, but the closing was going to be the problem. They couldn't get him in until the 8th or something.
Sunrise was the problem.
Until today at 5 o'clock. So we called around, updated y'all on that status if we wanted to not pursue it because he would have been out of contract, or if we would extend that until today, and evidently everything panned out today. We agreed that we could extend it till Thursday today. So he signed. The funds are in escrow at Sunrise. They will be in our account tomorrow. There are a couple things that we found, Sunrise found, though, that is very interesting for Johnson Water. First of all, let me go over the numbers with you. The total amount was $708,000. That would include the $5,000 that they paid us for Kenny to realign the crossing. So it would have been $703,000 total. We reduced the price to help compensate Chris, was the agreement, off of the original purchase price. So there is money there from us that we reduced the price so that they could help negotiate with Chris. So we have also contributed to that. So $708,000, the fees that they have for closing by the end were $704,345.67 that will be transferred tomorrow to our account. The interesting facts that they found was they had to do a reconveyance. So they also charged us, let's see what that price was. Well, it's in this paperwork here, but the reconveyance from Curtis Stastrip and Lana Stastrip, they still owed Zions Bank some money when we purchased the property. So it was never transferred out of Lannis and Curtis's name to Johnson Water from the county. It was never recorded into our name, evidently. So they went ahead, talked to Zions, and said, well, this is clear back in 1999. They were financially satisfied. But I just don't think it was recorded at the county. Something happened. So
I've had that experience with me. I paid off a deal once and it never went to the county.
Yes.
But I had to cancel checks and everything.
Right.
But anyway, just to
same
let
thing.
You know, some of this stuff doesn't always get to the end of the road.
Right. So luckily they just did the reconveyance. They were able to do that for a small fee, $100-some-odd. I don't know the exact amount. It was minute. So it's in Dodd Johnson's name, and then since will be transferred into the whatever LLC they're going to put this name into tomorrow from Johnson. So the other interesting fact, we are a government entity and do not pay property taxes. So last year they did a tax roll, they did a whatever we want to call that.
Rollback tax.
Well, they didn't have any rollback tax.
Tax exempt assessment.
Well, they went and did basically their title and their tax assessments, looking for the back taxes. Well, we haven't paid. We don't pay taxes, so it doesn't have any back taxes that are owed, because that's how we were set up. But last year we paid taxes on this property. We were billed. Somebody was billed. They don't have knowledge of who actually paid it, but we paid $234 on one parcel, $1,921 on the other parcels. So we probably need to get with Shelley and find out why we were billed or who actually paid this, and find out if we actually paid this, we need reimbursement for that.
And that's what's crazy is because I turned in the tax exempt papers on all the property last year to Janet. I can't remember her last name.
Okay.
But I did that. I don't know why they would even have come.
It was paid though, so we paid it. So, anyway, we may need to get to the bottom of that one.
How would we have paid it? Karen would have known.
It's paid. 2022. Johnson Water. So anyway, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. They were scratching their head as well, the title company. We've never paid taxes before. So they went back to 21, 20, 19, 18. It's never been paid except for last year. Which is weird.
So, are you sure they just didn't put what the value would have been if it wouldn't have been tax-free?
It's paid. They paid.
Because she wrote again this year, and we had to do the same thing you did last year to say that we're exempt again. So we sent that letter to them again.
So Shelley Brennan would probably be the one we need to contact on this. Maybe just double-check and see. But
on the Iowa Cemetery, we got to do it every year.
So strange. I don't know. Anyway.
No, we fill out a tax exempt every year.
So that's what we found today. The title company just said you may want to call the county assessor, Shelley, and figure out what went on. So, anyway.
So we got to have a benefactor who paid it then, right?
Yes, it'll be somebody's. I don't know. Anyway. So, I guess look into that, Karen and Dixon, and see what you can find there. That's odd. They thought that was very odd as well. Any questions?
How's the crossing?
You might want to mention, you spoke to Gail, right?
Oh, yes.
So Gail...
Yes, let me touch on that. So I spoke with Gail today just to make sure in regards to Chris as far as the transfer of the leasee, if we needed anything else in there, or if we were covered with what we had. He mentioned that he didn't have a copy in front of him. I reiterated that we did put in there that the leasee, Joe Driscoll's, would transition with the property to the new buyer, and would be the responsibility, and the lease would transfer with them. And he said that would be okay. He said he would prefer to have the writing. Let me just see. I took a picture of the writing under the terms of a separate document at signing. Buyer will hold seller harmless against any claims from leasee. Obligations of this agreement survives the closing. So I called Wyatt and said, would you guys mind signing this? And he talked to his investor and their attorney or whatever, and they said, we feel that we are covered with what's in the existing agreement rather than adding to it or having any more documentations. With the transfer of the lease, they felt like they were good. So so we signed with the existing, what we had already agreed to. But I wanted just one more layer of protection in there for Chris and for us, but what we had in the original agreement was what was signed on. So
it was pretty much covered.
Yes,
it's covered.
It's covered. And as far as compensation goes, as far as what we reduced the price from the original purchase price to help them pay Chris off, if you recall,
right?
That's in all of our minutes, all the documentation. So Chris is going to get compensated.
So I misspoke, didn't I? We approved it indirectly by reducing the price.
Yes. Yes. Right.
To pay Chris.
Right.
To put make sure that so the 47, I said, wasn't approved by the board, but apparently, I misspoke.
We did. Oh, yes. It was actually.
I misspoke because we didn't pay, the group pay him, but it was paid in the thing, so it would go to him.
Yes. So we reduced the price, $50,000.
$47,000.
Or $47,000. Yeah.
And that's where it came down to the.
That's why it came down to the 703. Yeah, exactly, because it was $750 total. That's where the 100 or 703 came from. So we reduced 47,000 for them to, because Gail gave us that direction that we need to just transfer the lease, reduce the purchase price, right? That's Gail's
yep.
recommendation to us,
right.
Was to do it that way.
Yep.
And
we reduced to 47, then they give us 5 more to move the
right.
Just transfer the lease.
Yep, and then transfer the lease, and then they had enough money reduced that they could cover Chris and add a little bit more to it to help with the negotiation with Chris. So Chris is going to get compensated for what we've agreed on our end. There's money there to compensate. So anyway. Okay. Any questions?
I have one. And the closing was supposed to be April 8th, and they didn't pay till today. So how did you guys do a meeting to have it changed? I'm just curious.
How we had a meeting?
Yeah. Did you have a meeting to say, okay, we'll do it? Because you had it in your paperwork that it would be done on the 8th.
Right. So we called around, like I mentioned, and had a consensus of the board to give them till today at 5 o'clock. Did we need a meeting? Did we need a meeting?
I think you did.
Why is that?
Because it's a meeting that wasn't advertised or anything.
It wasn't a meeting. It was an extension of a contract.
You mean it was a consensus?
Consensus to extend
the
contract.
I mean, I can think back and we have had a lot of things like similar that has come up 12 years or 11 years I've been here. This isn't unusual to have a consensus to make a decision and ratify it.
Right.
As long as you guys feel good about it, I'm just curious to know.
Well, I mean, if it is, we've made a lot of mistakes in the past. That's my point.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of mistakes made in the past because we've even under Dallas, we've done similar stuff like that.
Well, the state law just says that
You can't conduct any business that's not on the agenda. And if you have an agenda, you have to have a meeting. And so, and you can't discuss... You can't discuss formally with more than three people. You can discuss it, but you can't take any action outside of a meeting.
Right.
That's what the state law says. So you can look at it any way you want.
Sure. We felt like we were covered in the consensus that we had with the board, I feel.
Well, the information that I got, as I recall, is that they were ready to close, but the title company would not accommodate the closing until today. And so I thought, well...
And that's what the information came back to us, that the funds were available, the funds were ready to go, the closing, as soon as they could get in, was...
Today.
5 o'clock on Thursday today, so...
Yeah, but the thing is if they knew the closing had to be by the 8th, then they should have got the financing in time to get into the title company before the 8th.
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
So the reason you have public meetings is, you know, to have people come. We don't ever have very many people come, but if, say, somebody had come, they saw that this closing was on the agenda, and they had no input because there was no meeting held. I just want to avoid any future entanglements, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe this has some liability involved.
Yeah, they do. May do. We may receive some repercussions on it. So.
I have a question. You said you talked to him about changing the compensation to the $47,000.
Talked to him.
And you said you talked to Chris.
You talking about when we were going through the negotiations?
Well, you said you talked to him, was that so much, and mm-hmm. then you went to him and said, I can sell that to the board.
The $47,000, I figured I could, yes.
Well, we did. Shouldn't we have a meeting to discuss that?
We did.
We did. On that?
Absolutely, we did.
And
we did?
Yep, we did. And I think you were there.
So what they did is they...
Okay,
when they took it off.
You remember?
I
don't remember.
So you might have took off the purchase price.
That's a good question. What's that?
That's the amount you took off the purchase price.
Yeah, $47,000. Yeah.
His 61, whatever it is, the 61,000 plus. That was that come in after I had talked with him, and nobody wanted to go that high.
So historically, we have operated. Because we can't always meet on things with consensus of the board, consensus of, and it's not uncommon. I think we'll probably have to look into the legality a little bit more on what a consensus and what requires an actual meeting and what doesn't, and what can, if it's already been discussed and it needs an extension, do you actually have to call a special meeting just to extend? I think that's something that we may need to dive into and find the do's and don'ts, because we have operated this way for a very, very long time.
And that's why I brought it up. I said, well, we've got a lot of friends.
This isn't new. This isn't something that we've done new. In fact, we've been called by the manager on items that we've had to have a consensus of the board in between meetings. So at that point, if we need to start having special meetings, then we need to know. And I think we'll probably lean on Dixon to maybe look into that and find out what the do's and don'ts are and report back.
So I did look into it, and... it says any time a vote is taken, mm-hmm. it has to be in a meeting.
Any vote
it's
at
like
all.
It's say, so if somebody comes in, they want something done, they're not on the agenda, mm-hmm. you can't take a vote unless they're on the agenda.
Right.
And so I figure if you can't take a vote if they're not on the agenda, you can't. Is consensus a vote?
Consensus is not.
No, the way that we've done it in the past with Dallas, what I understood, and Dallas was a lot more expert than I was. I'm going to admit that right now. He was a lot better than me. Was that you ratify it.
When you get back to the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he operated that way a lot, whether that's covering the bases.
Whether it was right or wrong, yeah. That's.
And that may be something to look into. With the consensus, ratification comes with the next board meeting.
Yeah.
We did this, and I think we did that tonight. We disclosed why we made the consensus.
But you still haven't voted to extend the deadline.
We haven't ratified it,
though. So maybe we need to, then, just to cover it.
We can ratify it. That's not a problem.
But it would be good, though, to know exactly if a consensus is needed or if we actually need to convene a meeting.
Yeah, for any time, because it does come up.
Oh, it comes up all the time.
More often than it should, obviously. It's hard.
You know, for example, if we're going to miss a deadline on funding or something and we don't have a meeting scheduled, we need to CIB, you know, whatever.
And that's happened.
It's happened a bunch of times.
Yeah. It's happened. If we're off rel, and we definitely get credit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But if ratification is an option on the consensus, that's one thing we need to, and that's what we've done in the past. But let's look into that a little bit more. So we, moving forward, if we need to have a meeting to...
Maybe because we've done it in the past, that's annoying.
Exactly.
Don't make
exactly.
It right.
No. Well, we want to be what's...
I agree with Dixon. You can't make a vote on something that's not on the agenda. It can be discussed,
right.
But you cannot. It has to be on the agenda to make a vote.
Well, let's dig into that a little bit as far as ratification and consensus goes. I think that'd be something good to figure that one out. So. Okay. And do we need to ratify this tonight then, as far as what we've done? Okay, let's.
Wait. Is it on the agenda?
It's on old business, yeah.
You got it on property number 8.
It is. It's definitely on the agenda.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, it's right there.
Places, so. Yeah. But yeah, we got to check if that's what we got to do, obviously. So.
And moving forward, we better have our eyes. Anything that's discussed better be on this agenda then. So.
It's better to cover yourself because anybody could come back in and go through those minutes. And
you bet. So. Okay, moving forward, guys, we probably better get going. We're already after 8 o'clock.
The other thing I want to bring up to you is anybody that wants to be on the agenda needs to go onto our website and fill out a paper.
On the website?
Yes. There is a form in there for them to fill out.
So they can't just come in and get on the agenda?
Yeah, they can fill out a form here, too.
Okay, that's what I mean. If there's a paper form that somebody can fill out, that would be great.
So right here under governance, you can go to board meetings, and it tells what's going on. Here's the agenda and everything. But where's the other one? Under board application. So under board meeting calendar, there's an application.
So let me stop for a minute. So if the board members want something on the agenda, I would assume that you guys will fill that out for us?
Probably.
Okay.
But there's an agenda appointment thing. It tells why, the purpose of their meeting, a description, and any download, any maps, plans, photographs, etc., and what they want to talk about. Okay. So we have, you don't want them coming in without any prior preparation. You want to know what they're going to talk about so the board can be a little bit prepared.
Well, and we also, we want you guys
Like Chris tonight, I had no idea what his brief was.
Right. Yeah, Chris was just on the agenda.
So did he fill this out?
He filled out the paper.
Then we didn't get any notification on what he was doing. I asked Drew, and Drew didn't know.
I wasn't sure.
Put land lease on there.
Yeah, well, that's...
Well, so what...
But I think the point is, I think what you're trying to make is to understand exactly the details of it. The land lease could mean a lot of things. It would have been really good to know that he is extremely upset. And I'm sure you knew that.
So I should have put upset on land
lease? Just say you got a problem. Yeah, I mean, if the whole... I'm just saying, if the motivation is to understand so we can help address as we're prepared for it and not be blindsided... then maybe we that would have helped. Yes, so I agree with what you're saying, Dixon. It's a lot easier for a board to do it,
right?
If we have exactly why they're here with this Shelley Kettle or Shania Kettle, you know, independence.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily need to be on this, but if we have maybe an additional paper that has extra information.
That's why I'm just saying, that's what I'm asking. How do we get that extra information? Because this doesn't give me anything.
So if we have a, just for us as board members, and it can be on this, but not posted to the public, what information you gather, why are they coming in, get a little background so we can have...
But it should be posted to the public. That's why if somebody reads on our website that we're going to be discussing some specific thing that they're interested in.
So our packets, though, is what I'm saying, in our board member packets that are sent out, give a little explanation of what we're dealing with. Not put it on the agenda is not what I'm saying. put it in our packet then.
So, you're just saying that if we want to know, we just go here, what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that any member of Johnson Water should go in and be able to know the details as much as the board knows about what is going to be discussed in that meeting.
No, I think it's a good idea.
So I could have gone on the website and found out what Chris was going to do and what Shania was going to do.
Well,
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I just question if that's the case. I mean, I agree.
That's what our goal is. Yeah. So we got the agenda,
I don't see the form filled out.
Where's the output of the form? I guess is what you're asking, Paul. Right?
Yeah.
Is it on yours? Yeah, they said send, and then it goes to, I don't know, whose email.
So it doesn't post on there unless we manually put it on.
Yeah.
Okay. I misunderstood you. I thought maybe
that needs to go to the chair. The chair's email.
Or
every one of them.
I think it needs to go to every one of us.
That way we have.
Because
you can put multiple, right? You can put multiple.
And that's all I'm at. Whatever information you're gathering, as much as you can, share it with
us. I'm all for it. I like the idea of making sure that we don't get sidelined.
Oh, you bet.
I mean, I use Chris as an example, but there's been many occasions, so I agree 100% with what you're assessing.
Right. Well, even Shania. I asked Karen what that was, and I couldn't remember. She had been in before, but I couldn't remember.
When they walked in, I
recognized
pretty them. Pretty sure I knew what it was going to be about.
So any information, I think that would be awesome. That'd be great. Then we can cut the meeting time down even that much more.
Well,
it doesn't have to be a
lot.
A full-page letter.
No.
Well, here's the deal with Chris. This is why it really frustrates me on Chris. This is why I bring it out, is because he brought documentation. I was a part of those conversations, so he was throwing me under the bus as having a problem. I had to defend myself, and it was his word against mine. I could have brought some documentation. I could have brought some notes that it was took there, but I obviously had no idea that that was his intent.
Right. Right.
So I'm for it.
Perfect.
I think it's a great idea.
Yep. Yep, I think that'd be good. So
I think it would be
very much. Still need a little clarification. When you were showing that, you said that it would be filled out on the website.
Yeah,
and then anyone could go look at that in case they had interest in it.
No, once we put it on the packet going out for the meeting, they can't look at that directly, but we can put together a packet. Now, we had a partial packet. We sent out the stuff on a personnel policy, and so we should do everything on the agenda, should have a packet if it's available, or a better description of what they want.
What the project.
And so that should be included in the packet.
Go ahead.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
I was just thinking for efficiency, if you're able to capture all that on that form, and we can CC the current board members along with Karen and all the employees.
So
I think that's efficient.
So whenever they submit one of those, I think that we can get it so that it's emailed to how many email addresses we want.
Yeah, I would assume.
So you can, as soon as they submit it, then you will get a notification of what they want to talk
about. See, I can look on here.
But we're still learning all the intricacies.
We can see that, right?
How it works.
And I could refer to that email.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm a big fan
we're
of that.
We're incrementally getting better.
So I'm a big fan.
Yeah, that's good for transparency. What do we want to do, though, if, say, Paul wants something on the agenda, I want something on the agenda, how do we want to do it as us board? Do we need to actually come in, or do we need to fill this out?
Just call Karen.
We could put a portal on there, though, a portal that links to the actual agenda.
That, or have the option that we can call up Karen, because...
Or they could use the same form.
Are you okay with that?
You can use the same form. If you want to.
Okay.
And then everybody would know that you're putting something on the agenda.
I like that idea. That way we're all informed of what's going
on.
Yeah,
fans.
Yeah. And
the more information, the better.
Give me a little direction as far as... I'm a little hung up on this consensus discussion. Would you guys be in favor of getting maybe... having us give Gail a call and seeing what we can and can't do?
That's what I was going to suggest.
Okay.
I think Gail would be a good one. Would LeGrand be a good one?
LeGrand would be probably better. Not better. He would be just.
But he just has a lot more experience in
him. He is. He's more of a
real estate.
Yeah, no, he's a special service district.
Yeah, government.
He's a director of the Utah Special Service District.
So he's a government individual.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, actually, it's a private association, right? That runs, that helps government entities.
Yeah, it's Association of Special Service Districts. It's right. Private, yes.
Right.
He's supposed to be our advocate legislatively.
If we can get some direction to go that way, I think it'd
be... Isn't this where that comes from?
I think it'd be beneficial to set up a call with him, and let's kind of get to that. What can we, what can we not do? Because I'm sure we're not the only ones that have business come up in between meetings and have to make some calls. How do we do it legally? That's what we want to do. So
yeah,
you're gonna. If we've been doing it wrong the whole time, it's still wrong.
Right. So, yeah, we want to do it right. So.
I've been scheduled for title companies before, and so when you said title company scheduled, I thought, well, that's just exactly where I'm.
Well, they're busy, so. But yeah.
So who do you want to do? You want me to make that call?
Let's know. We want to be involved as well. So do we need a? I don't think we need a motion on that. To call.
Is he an individual that we can talk to during this meeting?
We might have to set up a meeting in the day, but I want everybody to be invited if you can attend. Let's get as many people.
Well, I think it's training because you're going to have questions. I agree with that because there's going to be questions that come up that maybe one, you or Dixon may not have that we may have.
Maybe let's see if we can get him.
We'll make a contact and see if he would come. If he could phone in on.
There you go.
On this particular meeting.
I've talked to him many, many, many times. He's very helpful and very willing to help. So
Would he do evening calls?
He's come
to our meetings before.
He has. He's tried to schedule.
We've had
6 o'clock at night. He'd probably take a conference call.
Well, let's see if we can get something set up maybe for next meeting, Dixon, if you would. And if he's not available, then let's see if there's another night that may work for him and see what our schedules are. I think this is important if we need to take another night to come in.
Because there could be some nuances, even if that's allowed, there may be nuances we're not even considering.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure there's options. That's what I'm getting at. If we're operating out of the perimeter.
So there is for emergencies. And what's for emergencies?
And what's deemed
so you've got to decide, is not being able to get into the title office an emergency or not?
Or call a meeting because I was in St. George, you was in St. George.
We were out of town. I mean, that's what he will be able to sort through. So we're not attorneys. We just aren't.
Of course I was.
We operate the best that we can. But in the
you were in Florida? You were the most out of control.
People.
I would love to.
Where were you? Were you on your vacation too?
Okay, let's move on. We've got a little bit left on the agenda here, so.
That's no fun.
Okay, Dixon, I guess that's your assignment. If you can reach out to him and see if we can get him on for next meeting. If not, let us know and we'll schedule another time.
What was his name?
Bitter.
LeGrand Bitter.
Bitter?
Okay.
Has he talked? Not sweet.
Has he talked to us before?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay.
Video call.
Let's move on to the minutes. Finally. You all had a chance to read over these. Maybe we can accept. Okay.
Second.
Moved we accept by Paul, seconded by Dusty. All in favor? Let's do that first. All in favor?
Well, we got
it. Or, yeah, we need to. Any corrections that need to be made, I guess, first?
There's a couple where I think we need to probably have the. When we're talking about Weldon Construction, going to look at the water line installation, it says on the 20th, and I think we should have put in there in March, so that it's, even though it's March 9th minutes, I just think that helps clarify it.
Yeah, it should have been there, sorry.
Okay, any other corrections?
And then the meeting with Mike and City on the top of the second page says Monday at one, just add March 13th to the map.
I have one correction here, Ben.
Did you get that one? Where's that one at, Paul?
The top of the page right here.
Of page two.
The back of the page.
The top of the page.
I'm on the wrong page two.
I'm not seeing it either.
It's on the back side.
The back side of that.
Back side of one. At the top?
At the top. Dixon said.
What was the date there?
Just in front of
the
back.
13th.
The 13th of May, March.
Yep.
Oh, once again.
Okay. I got one correction, and it's nitpicky, but I think
March
it's
13th. March 13th, right, Paul?
Mm-hmm. When Paul's done.
Well, mine was
white out.
Okay.
I got one. I think I'm like Dusty's nitpicky, but
this is
this top of this page here said board meetings, so board members can have time to look over the stuff. I put items.
There you go.
Probably it reads better.
Mine's more of a legal jargon. So, you ready, Karen? On action items. Last. It says it moved Dusty Monks to give. I'd rather have award. The lease. Just because
we're not
sometimes we come back on these and it's just legal jargon stuff. I'd rather say award the lease of 5 shares would be probably more appropriate there.
Okay, any others? Seeing no more corrections. Let's see, did you accept the minutes with the corrections, though? So we'll probably need a...
It's corrected.
We'll need that, yes. You want to amend your motion, Paul?
I'll amend it to say that we accept the minutes with the corrections.
Thank you. Can I get a second?
Yeah, I'll just...
Okay, so Paul approves. Dusty seconds with the corrections. All in favor?
Aye.
Probably should have reviewed those and then had the motion.
Well, I think you can. I think can you say as amended? It's what we used to do. But right now I'm questioning everything I have done, so I don't know. Because usually it's like approve the minute as amended, because you can't debate anything.
But if we don't amend it though, then we don't need to. I'm trying to think how we've done that in the past.
The way we've done it in the past is what we say is if there are any corrections made or is, and say amended.
With any corrections as amended.
Yeah, that's what we've done. And I don't know if that's appropriate. Like I said, I'm questioning everything we've done now.
I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Moving on. All right. Where are we at? Moving down the financials now. Pass these around.
We have the brand bigger question.
Yes, write that down as well. Okay. So, as we're passing those around, I'll entertain a motion to accept the financials.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Dean moves, we accept the financials. Paul seconds. I'll give you a second to review. Dude, I've got a question. Can we and would it be beneficial to have these emailed out to us so we can review them prior to? Is there a reason why we couldn't?
It would save a little bit of time.
Would you guys want that or have any? Would that be beneficial?
Well, it takes me a little while to read through things and keep track of what I'm doing. So, but I can't promise you that if it was emailed that I could always get to it and read everything as well. You know,
sitting in the packet. I forgot the other day.
Well, and I think that's where we as board members, though, we need to
take the time.
So do you want it in your packets, then?
What would you guys like? Would you like it mailed out, emailed to you?
Well, it would be better for me, because I almost need a ruler thing to keep track of.
I would sooner have a packet like so. You know.
Okay, Dusty?
Email's fine with me.
Either way.
What would you like it before?
Well, I could have email.
Beforehand, yeah.
I think
it'll benefit me to get it beforehand.
Where we're getting it the weekend before, this packet was nice. I like to have it in hand so I can read it.
Most of my emails.
I mean, when it is hard. I read it.
Yeah.
Email's like too easy to. I'll do that later.
Well, let's just have these emailed out in the packet. The packet's getting bigger, but
I guess you have to print it off anyways. Karen, is it? Do you print this? Would it be any other encumbrance to do that? I mean, you print it anyway, but would it be encumbrance doing it a week later? Is reconciliation everything done a week earlier?
Okay. Just put it there and
people stay on. Let's throw
it
in.
If it don't cause a burden, you're printing it anyway.
Maybe
it can go in now.
And that'd be helpful to me.
It would be as well. So let's just plan on doing that moving forward.
I have to admit, I'll look at this a lot easier than I will on email.
And it will save a little bit of time in the board meeting.
I agree.
Because I did it this time. I did it every time you guys have sent me something.
Thanks, Karen. And then you'll print all these out.
We'll bring them with us.
It's just easier just right next to my desk. I pull it up. I agree.
Okay, let's do that. What's this airlift load lifter from Rayo?
Oh, the airbags on the one gun line. I had to put airbags on it. It was too much for that truck. The high draft was.
Put on speaker, let's listen.
I didn't notice, but we got new chairs.
Couple.
And I really like this one a lot better because I'm sitting up, not down.
You didn't get one. I stole yours before you got it because I didn't know if you were good.
I'm sitting on the floor anymore.
You like that one?
I hate sitting on the floor. I hate it.
What do you want Karen to do with the other four chairs? You want her to get some more chairs? We only got four.
I know that this not sit on the floor is nice.
Yeah. How much were they?
$500.
A piece?
No.
For all of them?
That's what it said. I just read it. That's why I know.
$525.
Can we afford four more chairs to match the new ones that we've got? If you notice, there's four still old ones.
I'm good. I got mine.
I stole his.
I'm going to take a Sharpie for the new one.
Get four more chairs.
You got it.
We might as well have them all replaced at the same time. Yeah, you guys good with four more chairs? Or no?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. That way Paul won't try to steal mine if he's here.
I stole Dean's, so apologize, Dean.
He's been eyeballing it all night.
Can I ask a question here? Not necessarily on this. What did ever happen about the truck and the repairs?
It's on the manager's report.
Okay, so it's in. Okay.
Yeah, it's not much.
Yeah, we get to
a big bill probably is what it's going to amount to on. Potentially. Okay. Did you at least get the remote for the
Terry, is this
airbag?
The Sunrise stuff? Is that for this?
No, we just there, not the...
Just the...
It's the... Right, some GIS services that right away.
Can you put a switch in, an onboard compressor?
We just wanted to get it done because we was...
It'd have to be if it goes in here.
We had to do everything to get that thing going.
Okay. What was that, Dusty? Sorry.
I was just asking on the GIS services, Sunrise, and the easement and right-of-way mapping, if it was this.
Oh, the mapping that you had them put the easements all onto the GIS.
Oh, I forgot.
I had to take a second to think that one
That's
through.
That's right. You remember before I did, so you're better than I am. You remember faster than me.
I'm thinking.
Did you sell them that idea to anybody else?
I think our GIS department has been selling it for sure. Yeah.
Is Jerem over your GIS?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Good guy.
Yeah. Is he taking care of you?
Yeah.
I know that there was...
There was a lot of confusion. Yes. I think... Well, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Okay, good.
So. Okay.
Those boots you're talking about?
Found a place that sized you?
The last time I bought them, the exact same boots were 110.
Well, I believe it because I did the exact same thing for my state boots I had to go buy. It was up that much.
Yeah, they do have my size. Yeah, it's one of the few brands of those.
And that's where that's how you get it. What is your size?
15.
Holy cow. I don't envy you.
15. Yeah, there's 15 million different styles of shoes in the world. And if you got a size 15, there's six.
And probably only one's got steel toes in them, huh?
Dean, he'd be a tall guy if he couldn't turn so much under.
Yeah. We won't blow you over. Of course, you take a lot of resistance.
Okay, are we ready?
If you weren't so tall, would you knock your head that one time?
I don't even know what happened.
It doesn't remember. Okay.
That's usually a problem for tall guys, right?
We've got a motion, second, all in favor of accepting the financials?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion is approved. What's that?
Jason going out.
Jason.
Okay.
Personnel policy. Dixon, do you want to just roll that in with your manager?
Okay. Did everybody get a chance to read through that?
I got mostly through it.
Okay. So a lot of it's just boilerplate that goes with every personnel policy, but it's still good because we don't have the boilerplate right now. We don't have that in our personnel policy.
Something to start with.
So we're going through it. And on that cover page, I says it's going to start out like on benefits on page 18. So you can read through it. If you have a problem with the boilerplate, you know, we can talk about it. But I thought it was pretty basic stuff. So you can go through and read through it, and at a future time, we can go change that. But if you get down to page 18, it starts, and I put it in red, insurance benefits, health insurance, and retirement. Anyway, so what we did is, this comes from the Utah Association of Service Districts. That's the grand bidder. They came out with this form, and you just kind of fill in the blanks.
Okay, so I put in some of these, I added a little bit, and some I just put down what they put.
When you did that, was it always in red? Did you have any modification you made, was it always in red?
I think so. Okay. I think I put everything in red. It's not very bright red, but it's red.
It's noticeable.
Yeah, you see it.
So I just wanted to go over that. And like insurance benefits, medical, dental, accident, and life insurance is provided as a benefit to full-time employees, with employees possibly paying part of the premium cost. The extent and areas of insurance coverage may be expanded or reduced or otherwise adjusted from time to time by the board. So I don't think that's too controversial, is it?
No, but I'm not a lawyer, but yeah, it sounds fine.
Okay, then, medical and dental. So this is what we're doing right now. Johnson Water's paying 100% of the cost of medical and dental benefits. That, you know, I've heard you guys wanted to talk about something like that, so that may change, I don't know.
The way you did is just match current.
Yeah.
As status quo, right?
But then on the employees with other health insurance, such as from a spouse or previous employment, will be able to waive medical and dental benefits and receive an opt-out cash benefit. The amount received will be a set amount determined by the board that is equal for all employees and will be subject to all applicable state and federal taxes. So that's the part I put in. Because that's what the state of Utah does. They have an opt-out for cash if you have previous insurance coverage.
They do. The only thing I would say on the top one, and I'm not going to nitpick this, but eligible employees is a legal jargon that needs to be in there. But we'll have a lawyer look through this, obviously, to make sure the legal jargon is in there. So just wanted to make that point that we can fine-tune it, and then we'll still need to go to a lawyer to make sure it's right.
Yeah.
We don't have any risk to anybody.
Okay, and then accident benefit, basically that's handled by any worker, the workers' compensation policy that we have, I would think. Life insurance, Johnson Water provides each employee, this is all brand new, and board member with a $25,000 basic term life insurance policy, additional insurances available at the employee's expense. So that's just one thing we do not have that a lot of people provide, is a basic life insurance policy. And board members are eligible for insurance as serving as board members as well.
There's been a lot of companies make big money off of insuring their board members and then they disappear, but it's a true story.
What?
They'll put on a sickly old man on their board.
And they'll
insure him to be the beneficiary, and the guy ends up dying. And I'm sure it's natural. That's a true story. So when you brought that up, I was thinking, huh?
But this is supposed to go to the family, not the
one I'm here.
So would this be offered through medical insurance providers?
We would have to find a provider who does that. So we talked to other people. Well, a lot of districts do provide an insurance policy.
Trust
like
does
that.
It. We
right. That's that. That's what I was saying. And I think the trust actually does a little bit more.
We looked at it once before. Nothing happened with that.
Right.
So the boards. You know, medical insurance, we could do the board's medical insurance as well, but the board's total compensation is limited to $5,000.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if it's subject to that.
Yeah, so I think that the amount that they pay for life insurance would be minimal on a monthly basis, so it wouldn't exceed that. But while we're talking about the board, I think that with the amount of time you put in, you ought to increase your pay from 50 to a higher level, like $200 or something.
Is this not a service? I was told I had to pay to be on this board. Are you guys not paying? Dean?
No, I'm getting $500.
That way you'd feel better about sitting down and doing out of meeting stuff, you know, like reading through personnel drafts and stuff, you know. Johnson Water can afford to pay a little bit more, and I know a lot of boards right around here who pay more than $50. So that's up to you to decide, but I just brought that up while we were talking about this life insurance. Fitness Center membership. Johnson Water will provide a $25 a month membership to U Fitness. That's just a wish thing, you know. Maybe if you want to put $5 or $10 or... pay for the whole thing? That's up to you.
Eight times a month. Gym, you got to make it get to the gym.
Well, what good is it if you don't use it?
Well, so with this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't make my mistake.
So with this, they actually offer.
No, I'm just talking about the refund.
Oh, okay. We'll try one more time. With this, they offer a group.
I thought you were going to have to cut back there.
Well, you got to shut up.
You did that on purpose, didn't you? With this, they offer a group discount if you have, I believe, two or more signed up. So if we do this, Roosevelt just went through this with U Fitness. They give you a discount, and it's through your employer, though. So Johnson would set up basically the account. It would be withheld. The $35, I think, is what it is per person. They would hold that out of your wages. And if you wanted to add your spouse, you could, but they would be at... So say Johnson or whoever, Johnson paid your full $35 for you. Your spouse was at a discounted rate, but they'd have to pay for it.
$35 is the prime membership.
Right, right.
$25 is the regular membership.
So what I'm saying is whatever you wanted to... Well... It's the hours of operation.
Right. So if you got Prime, you can go in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but if you get the other one, then you're going to have to go during work.
Right.
So that one's not going
to work. Or early in the morning or before.
The $25 one, you can't go before because it starts at 7 o'clock.
But that's the one I have.
The 7 o'clock one?
Yeah.
How do you know? Huh? Oh, you don't come here till 8.
No, but I don't go in the morning. I go after work.
But their hours stops
at 10.
Oh, it is 10?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
and you don't go home at 10?
So that's... Anyway, there's some options there to save a little bit of money.
Is this UFIT the one? Sorry, is it Shopko? Yes, Shopko.
Okay. So there is some options there if we choose to do this to save our employees some money and also include their spouse and have the option to take it out of... Just withholdings out of the paycheck, automatic withholdings.
And I put the 8 times a month or the... Was it 8 times a month? Yeah. So that's basically twice a week.
I cut you in half.
And it's like, why should we pay for it if it's not being used?
He's going 16 times, he told me something.
Okay. Anyway, just something to discuss, I guess.
So that can be discussed. Okay. Then retirement benefits. In addition to Social Security payments made by the district and by the employee, the district also contributes to a SEP IRA for each employee and a certain percentage of the employee's total pay, currently 12%. By law, the percentage contributed is the same for all employees. Each employee is responsible for the type of fund where their IRA is invested. These funds are invested by the district personnel each pay period through the financial firm chosen by the district. It's currently that Farm Bureau group, the American Capital or whatever it's called. And the percent paid by the district is determined by the Board of Directors in Canada up to 25% of each employee's pay. That's what's... The 25% is set by the IRS. You can't contribute over 25%. We're currently at 12.
Is it? It's always been a SEP?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was where we got sideways understanding what a SEP was.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and then, let's see, work-related, workers' comp, that's pretty self-explanatory. So I think the next one is down a ways.
Should be in holidays is the next one that I see.
Yeah, so the holidays, in the preference holidays down at the bottom, that was included in the service, whatever the grand's over. They included that in there, a preference holiday. That's up for the board to decide whether we do that or not.
They have these 13 holidays on theirs?
Yep. And it goes through and talks about jury duty, unpaid leave, personal leave, unpaid medical leave, maternity leave, armed forces, unpaid leave, and then you get down to accumulation, sick leave. Sick leave with pay starts accumulating from the day an employee is hired at the rate of 0.5 working days per pay period.
Is that contradictive to the I was just reading on your probationary period, on the 6-month probation?
So that is it. I think they all accumulate.
Because we're not given vacation, right? Up until that 6 month period?
No, they're accumulating it.
But they can't use it.
I don't know.
Well, what was wrote in here? I read through it. Oh, you didn't add that. That was part of the.
Yeah, it's down here, but.
Maybe just double check that would line up with what.
So 0.5 working days per pay period. This amounts to 12 days per year. Every December, 1/4 of their unused sick leave accumulated that year will be deposited into the employee's personal retirement savings plan, such as a 401k or IRA. So this is not a 401k or IRA set up by the company. It's their personal IRA, but it will be put in by the company into an IRA. So this is basically what Roosevelt does, according to what their website says.
For 300 hours, we don't have that anymore. It's capped at.
You can't carry over 300 hours?
Mm-hmm. They
so
roll
you're copying the state, is what you're doing.
Yeah.
So, the state. Does the state.
Cap you?
Does the state pay you for unused sick leave? Mm-hmm. They don't pay you anything.
They don't pay nothing. And the only thing that they'll pay in excess.
Except for people who worked before, like 1995 to 2014. That's one rate they pay. And then from 2014 to 2016, they pay another rate. Anybody after 2016 is out of luck.
Yeah, I can't speak to anything now. Or before now, because I'm on the downgraded version, apparently.
So 300 hours is the maximum allowable carryover. And when the person separates or retires, it's put into the 300 hours is put into a IRA again. See, my philosophy on sick leave is it's a benefit, but how do you get benefits? You work for them, don't you? The employee works for them. Benefit? Is that, you guys agree with that? Or do you just give out benefits for free?
You work for your benefit. I think sick leave is kind of one of those caveats that it's there to use if you're sick, right?
Well, there's benefits, yeah. I mean, obviously employment, if anything you get out of an employer is due to your employment. I don't know if that's a legal term you're saying, but I don't understand what you're asking.
What I'm saying is if you earn it, you ought to be able to keep it.
Oh, I see. So you're talking if it's accrued. Yeah, and I think there is a legal thing if you actually call an accrual on it. As an accrual thing, yes, I think legally you're supposed to. But it's not like the state, obviously, don't pay it out.
What you're going to find with the state is because they don't keep it, they're going to use it. And so you'll find out that their sick leave is higher on days before and after holidays and days before and after weekends.
So the provision of being able to roll that over, no, that's...
So that incentivizes the employee to save it, right?
Exactly.
But what we had in the post office, we could carry over our sick leave, and it went into retirement. I had that.
Which this would essentially do.
I had a year and a half of sick leave.
Yeah, and I did
over
too.
My retirement when I retired.
So it gave you a credit for a year and a half extra employment on your retirement payments, right?
Yeah, that's the way it worked for me. Yeah. And you know, it's an incentive to save it and not abuse it.
Right. Okay.
I look at sick leave as an insurance policy. When I broke my leg, my sick leave covered me when I was off work the whole time. Pretty cheap insurance policy. Yeah.
That's why I think I kind of like the 300-hour carryover.
Yeah.
So in a situation like that, 300 hours.
Well, a lot of companies do use it as the short-term disability benefit. That's what they consider their short term. They sometimes have a long term that you can purchase, but short term disabilities they set up as their sick leave, so that you have that available for when you do stuff like that.
So anyway, it talks about you get it when you terminate employment, but if you're terminated for malfeasance or something like that, then you lose your accumulated sick leave. You know, especially like embezzlement or something like that.
With a not in good standings or something we could work. Well, we'll have to have
a professional. And then it talks about a physician statement if it's over 3 days, and it has to be approved by a supervisor for, you have to call in. You just can't not show up. You have to call in and tell them that you are sick that day, and if it's over 3 days, then you got to bring a doctor's notice. So that's pretty. And then, oops, where'd that go? So on, and then this is the personal leave. The first 5 years, you get 80 hours per year. After 5 to 10 years, you get 120, which is 3 weeks. And after 10 years, you get 4 weeks. And then it's, after that, after 15 years, it only goes up 20 hours per additional. So half a week, basically, after. So, but all of these are up to the board, to those numbers to put in, you know. But basically, most annual leave is pretty common. I mean, they're pretty similar. Almost every organization, you start out with 2 weeks
yeah.
in the first 5 years, and then it goes up. And some people start at 10 years, or some people start at 5 years, you know. So that's pretty standard for most most companies.
I haven't seen it, well, exceed the 160 hours, so that's new.
So let's see.
That's 4 weeks. 160 hours is basically 4 weeks of vacation a year. And your 10 year, though, I like those increments, though, the 3 years at the 5 and 10. Okay. After the 15 years, I don't know, that's new.
Okay, then you skip down to page 28.
Oh, we're on page 28.
All right. Are you?
Yeah.
Where it says pay grades?
That would be 31.
Oh.
Yeah, mine don't match what you got.
Oh, that's because I added a page and it threw off my thing. All right. But anyway, where it talks about pay grades.
Okay. 31.
Each full-time position has been or will be assigned a grade that corresponds to the type of work being done and the skills and training required by the job. The employee's pay is determined by the grade assigned to the position held by the employee and the employer's advancement within the assigned salary range. Grade charts will be available as they are approved by the board. So this is what I'm thinking, where you're talking about a third-party consultant coming in and establishing pay grades and job descriptions. So they're gonna be the ones deciding what a job description is and what the pay grade is for that job description. Then you go down to exempt employees, and as allowed by the Fair Labor Standards Act, sometimes referred to in this section as the Act, the district may classify as exempt executive, administrative, professional employees such as general manager, assistant manager, and engineer. To be classified as exempt, an employee must meet minimum salary requirements of the Act and meet the following additional requirements. An exempt executive employee must manage the district or a department or subdivision of the district, spend at least 80% of his or her time engaged in management activities, and direct the work of two or more other employees. In addition to meeting these requirements, a working foreman must not spend more than 20% of the work week performing similar work to the employees being supervised, unless that work is for instructional purposes. An exempt administrative employee must spend at least 80% of the time working directly with management policies in non-manual work or in the regular assistance of an executive. An administrative employee who devotes more than 20% of a work week to work other than that as described in the immediately preceding sentence will not qualify for exempt status. An exempt professional employee must be involved in work that requires advanced education and consistent exercise of discretion, must spend at least 80% of the work week engaged in professional activities, and cannot be a manual laborer. So we're kind of violation of this provision, because both Jim and I are being paid as exempt employees.
So the blue is...
It's not what I put in, it just highlighted it in this part.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, the blue is what was in the
blue, I guess blue isn't all changes, it's stuff that we needed to discuss.
It's not what you put in, it's what
I didn't put it in.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So that's something we're going to have to resolve because we're in violation.
Okay, can you give us an example?
In a 40-hour week, we do 5 hours of manual labor on salary.
And you have to supervise at least 2 employees. So who does Jim supervise?
Can't do that here.
Me, no. Myself, and I.
So Jim gets extra to Jim. Mm-hmm.
Jim, James, and Jimmy.
So this is going to come up with your third-party consultant guy.
Well, I think that my idea was my version of what I was thinking. The third-party consultant would also include
all of this.
Complete. You know, looking at everything and make sure everything's kosher, looks good, and we can run with it.
Okay.
Just because when you put a manual out, we want to make sure that it's legally correct, number one, right? And
yep.
then we understand it, too, and that we can abide by it. All parties can.
Okay, so the rest is pretty much boilerplate, I think. Oh, wait. What's this? Oh, yeah, merit increases. Roman numeral XXI. A merit increase in salary is based on a performance evaluation and is subject to the availability of sufficient budget funds. So, and the results of these evaluations may be used in making merit pay decisions regarding job reclassifications and reductions in force, promotion, and other personnel decisions. So, merit can come in a lot of different ways. I mean,
so these are. This isn't just from. Or did you just change the words like on the clothing allowance where Jones and Water? That,
well, I added that in because that's part of our personnel policy, right?
Well, that's what we were wondering. What is? I guess.
Well, it's not red. That's I guess right. That's what I'm saying. Is there any other red?
Yeah. Is there any other red items that needed to be?
Well, I should have put that in red, but the blue is just stuff that I wanted us to talk about. Just
highlighted from what was in the one before.
And we've already passed that part, so I didn't put it highlighted in because it's already been passed.
Well, it's a good.
I just thought, wow, we're pretty good because they had it already. But it was just putting our soul on it.
So, I guess the frustration that we have is what constitutes merit.
Right. Well, and that's where this would be helpful to get job descriptions, get this consultant hired, have these steps, merits based on evaluations, like it says in here as well. If you have a good whether that evaluation is on a 6-month or on a yearly, I think it's all kind of inclusive with what we're wanting to do.
Well, that's why I say it needs to be inclusive for the third party, because when you, if you have and say it's based on evaluations and we let's say we approve it, we don't have an evaluation program. So this becomes a problem for
We've
us.
We've got to have it.
So it's got to be a part of the whole process, because that's why I want to make sure that it's from start to finish. We're not only do we put down what we want to accomplish, but we have the tools to accomplish what we want to accomplish. Does that make sense?
The steps and the
right, like that's a good example. Right. We could approve this. Let's say we approved it tonight, right now. We don't have a performance evaluation process in place. So we would be in the rears, right? And so if we had a third party, that's why I'm saying we need a third party person to take everything in a whole, job descriptions, employee manual policies that we have and look to make sure that it's kosher, that it's all considered together in its entirety, you know, and then make sure we have the tools to implement what our manual is going to hold everybody to, even employees, because there's going to be employees requirements that maybe catch them off guard too. So I don't want to have any surprises.
But we've got to get this done. I mean, we've been talking about it for a long time, and we haven't done it. So when are we going to get this third-party consultant?
It's just a matter of locating one and improving them.
I mean, let me give you a couple of examples. Jim is over providing frack water, and he busts his butt working it. It's not just turning the valve and the water magically appears. It goes all the way from water availability to pipeline capacity to balancing out pressure zones and negotiating with the oil companies and everything else. Well, he's brought in the last year, working with these oil companies, working oil field hours, Sundays, Saturdays, holidays, every day. He brought in like $800,000 from the different oil field things. Is there no merit in that?
You bet there is.
Should be, yeah.
Yeah, but what did we get, a 4% cost of living?
We never got a merit. And we didn't have the fracking when I started.
Let me give you another example. We go in to drinking water, and we apply for a grant or loan. And what did they tell us, Jason? Do you remember when we went in June? What did they give us?
For the grants and loans?
In the first meeting, what did they give us?
For CIB?
Yeah. Sorry. No, CIB, for drinking water.
Oh, for drinking water. For this ARPA one, I think it was $2.5 million.
$2.3 million, loan at 2%. Right? And then what happened in the meeting, do you remember?
Oh, yeah, we convinced them to get it all granted.
So in the meeting, I talked to them and say, wait a minute. I explained to them what was going on with our district, that we're dependent on industrial water. They had our ERCs up to 3,500 for, because that was the 2021 results, but in 2022 we already had it, and our ERCs had dropped to 2,200. And I compared, talked about that and Magi, and showed them that if we lost our fracking income, which with the current administration looks more dire, we don't know that it'll happen or not. But they says, okay, well, Dixon or Johnson Water, would you be content to come back to table this and come back next month? We said, sure. They said, in the meantime, you talk to drinking water. We went back, we talked to drinking water. I called up board members and talked to them and explained a few things to them. We went back and we changed the $2.3 million loan at 2% to a $2.3 million grant. So basically, because of my efforts, we got $2.3 million. That's a hell of a lot more than the property sold over here for. And yet, no recognition at all.
Well, I think I sense the frustration with you guys. I think the moral of this whole story is we need to get a third-party consultant. There's no doubt we need some aim. We need some direction. We're trying to... I've offered to get with Roosevelt City. They've been gone. Our schedules haven't aligned up with the management that has the information, at least to get us some consultant information and a schedule for steps for positions.
So the board has executed almost 2 years ago, in July, two years in July, to authorize a third party to do just this very thing, right? So the question is, who's dropped the ball? Has it been the board, the chair, the manager? Who dropped the ball that we're 2 years almost into this project? Or is it just unknown, right? I'm trying to answer your question.
I don't know. Who was assigned? I don't know anything about Roosevelt's
No, not Roosevelt. No, I've been trying. No, no, no.
We brought in, we got, what's his name, from drinking water.
Yeah, no, which was nothing.
Which it fell.
But we didn't understand the assignment. And he didn't understand the assignment. We didn't know the direction that we were supposed to go.
I think that the moral of this whole deal is we understand, we get it, we need a direction, we need these implementations, we need the steps, we need the job descriptions, we need a lot of stuff.
So what does it understand now? I think this is that is unfortunate that it's drug on because it's a misunderstanding.
So you want me to go out and hire a third party consultant?
I thought it was clear from day one that in the minutes that that's what we were going to hire, is a third-party consultant to take care of the employee manual, job descriptions. That's what I recall, but I was 2 years ago, it was approved by the board, and that's why I'm asking and you're trying to answer your question. When you ask the question, when is this ever going to get done, I'm thinking, I've had the same question.
We've looked online at consultants. I can get my own consultant certification for $199.
but
I'm like, you know, what
it's doing? People that are specialized in this type of thing. Roosevelt City's pulled them multiple times, right?
Right.
That's why Roosevelt City came into the equation, is because they have.
We've just recently done it.
But they've done it before, too.
Yes, we've done it twice now in the past 5 years. So I think what we need to do, let's not sit on this. I mean, wherever the ball's dropped, it was approved 2 years ago that this get done, and it just didn't get done. We need to do it, right?
Pull the number out of your phone. I'll call them tomorrow.
So we want.
So the hang up is just finding a person.
Finding a person. Okay. I mean,
I think you can go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
I think it's just a matter of getting a reference. Yeah. You can call around and get references.
Okay, so let's do this. I think moving forward, I would like to, and I think the direction was, let's lean on those that have went through this a little bit before to save some money, right? If Roosevelt will give us some information on what they've already paid for and they're willing to do that, as well as let's get some references. They do have some references that we have used in the past. It's going to cost some money, which we're not opposed to paying. But I think it's just a matter of, do we want to set up a committee? How do we want to proceed? The staff, you guys need help with this. The board members, who wants to help out with this? Let's get it going. I think it's time that staff and board members need to set aside some time and probably just get it done. So
I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
That's where we right. You know.
So it's let's. Like,
what's the end result of this? Now my understanding is you want someone to come in, evaluate each employee, find out what we do on a day-to-day basis, and if we're worth what we get paid.
No, not worth, no. It's what is the position? So like, say for example, Ryan, we have, and he had probably no idea what that pay scale was going to be for that position, the cap of that position. So when you come into a position, so you may not want it, but this is what the job's going to pay. This is what it entails. So it's not what you're. It's a whole lot more, and also the benefit package is going to encompass in this as well. The sick leave, the vacation, it's all encompassing, and it's a lot.
Well, it's even further than that. Remember the conversation that we had. If I tried it out, so that's why I've been speaking in a different language. Is that there's certain activities that don't really matter. You take the employees out. You strip them out. That's what you do. The first step you do is strip the employees out and say, what does it take? What are the movements it take to operate Johnson Water to be a successful water company? What are those movements it takes? What's the tasks to do it? Can we bring the employees in now? We did a list. We still have that list to be able to, the record you guys filled out on that Excel spreadsheet. That was to go toward the third party to save a little bit of time. So they could say, okay, here's the base mark. So those were lists. So once you have what makes Johnson Water tick, what's the movements that make it work, then you have to go in and say, okay, we need to start putting roles in those. We have to have somebody that's a manager. We got to have somebody that's a laborer. And then, you know, all the whole thing, there's roles that need to be filled. Then we evaluated that, because that was a part of it. Remember, we're like, we were talking about understaff, over, we never talk about understaff, or overstaff, but we said understaff, and to what extent. So that was part of the language, and that would help dictate and say. And once you do that, you can start creating the job descriptions. That's what a consultant does, because that's their expertise. They come in, and then you start creating that. Then they can pull in and say, okay, now we need to design the policy and manuals around that. Because it's specific. Policies are pretty specific to the job. There's a lot of generic boilerplate stuff, such as this. But there's nuances within businesses that need special attention and then a new special consideration. So then that's also rolled into it. And the pay scales come with the job descriptions, and that just leads one thing to another, like your merits.
We don't need to reinvent the wheel on jobs. I mean, you guys know what you're doing. There's other people that are doing similar jobs to what you guys are doing. That's what these consultants do.
Nobody doing similar jobs to what we're doing.
Well,
is there any of these?
You're delivering water, and there are other jobs that are similar to what you do.
Paid for when you're there.
Do they do frack water?
They deliver water. We can get a comparison.
So what I'm saying is,
East Fishing probably does.
East Fishing.
Do they do website design? Do they do
South Texas probably does. Oklahoma.
Well, that's not the whole point. That's why I say I want a third party to say, what does make Johnson Water work? Then we can do it. We can reference, but I want them to say and look at it all, because it does take time. Right. It's more time than you can do, more time I can do, I'm willing to dedicate to it.
That's why it's been, that's probably why it's on the...
That's why we needed a third party, because we didn't have the know-how to do it.
We kind of had a third party. Ryan, he gets his W-2 at the end of the year, and he goes, you know, I only worked here 6 months, and I'm really only $15,000 behind you every year. Do you know that on my salary? I wouldn't want your job for what you do.
Because of the hourly.
Yeah.
Because he's getting overtime.
Yeah, I've been here 9 years on salary, and it made me feel like, I'm an idiot for what I did.
So this, in the deal, I guess I didn't, I thought maybe that represented hourly wages and some of that.
No.
It's just a salary wage.
Salary.
I see.
Well, so when we come into this, I'm sorry, when I came into the board 9 years ago, the policy was to not have a policy, because it's a lot easier to run without policies. It's a lot easier for the company itself, but it's also easier on the employees, because it's harder to hold accountabilities. It's not a good practice. Don't get me wrong. I think, and so this has been a pain point in Johnson Water for years. Mm-hmm. That's why we got approval to spend some, because it's going to be above anybody that can do it here.
Right.
To be able to pull that together.
I don't think anybody's in disagreement. We're all in agreement this needs to get fixed, and more so for you guys than for us. So I think the clear path moving forward, before next board meeting, let's, Dixon, I can work with you on the Roosevelt City side. If anybody else, Dusty, if you've got some contacts that we can get a hold of as far as consultants go, let's get a definite direction by next board meeting on who we're going to employ, bring a couple options so the board can decide, and let's get a path by next month of what we're going to do.
So can I suggest that we... You've got over this policy. Can we pass it next month? Can you guys come up with numbers? Can you come up with amounts and agree on a final personnel policy that we're going to have?
No, not until there's a third party in place that signed off on it.
It's, oh, well.
Until a third party and it's looked over to make sure that it's legally correct, I would think that would be a miss to approve something that we didn't have at least a legal eye on it, because that puts everybody at exposure, and I'm not willing to take that.
But the Special Service District Association, it was written by an attorney, you know.
And right. We could strip out the red, and then we could do it But it, since we're putting our special nuances
it's like
in there,
I say, all the red isn't changes. It's stuff that I just wanted
to look at. Wording is your wording. It's not a legal wording.
No, I didn't change the wording on all the red. I did on some of them.
What? Yeah, well, if you had any kind of altered in here that is not, and besides that, it needs to be reviewed by an attorney, even if it is built by attorneys.
But the thing is, the policy is not set in stone. You can pass it, and if you see a problem, you can change it. That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying.
So here's the problem I have with that, is that we have done nothing piecemealed for 11 years, little policies here and there. That's why I want to make sure it's done 100%. That way we won't just say, well, we did it, and then we're here 2 years later and say, well, we should have considered that. It's a problem. Because this piecemeal and stuff has got to stop. We've got to get it done, and we've got to do it right.
Well, I agree, but we've got to get it done. That's the thing.
Right.
Right. Well, and the only thing that's holding us back is somebody to do it for us.
Right. Let's get this done. Next month, let's get a couple of options. Let's contact them. Dixon and I, we can communicate as far as Roosevelt goes. Dusty, anybody else that has any input on this that can find somebody or has references, let's compile these together by next month. Let's make a decision by next month on who to employ. That'll be our goal for next month and assignment, is let's have a third-party consultant to employ by next month. Can we do that? I mean, is that a reality? I think we need to do it.
Well, who's accountable for it? That's been the problem why it's been this as long.
Well, if you have a couple of contacts, you said possibly.
Who's going to be accountable for it?
Well, Dixon.
At the end of the day, who's going to be accountable for it? Because if nothing will happen, if we're kind of like, well, I could help. Somebody has to be accountable.
So
whether they're going to help or not, they can reach out and get help from anybody who's got help available. But they need to be accountable.
You talked about Roosevelt's. Are you talking about just hiring the same guy or using the things that he put in place?
Reference. They've already paid for the steps. They've already paid for an analysis to go through all 60 employees. We take the employees out of the water department over, bring us that tier and say, hey, this is what our neighbor's doing. They've already paid for this. We hire a third party and say, hey, this is what our neighbor's doing. What do you recommend we do? We just saved probably $5,000-$6,000. It's why I recommend we do that. Why pay for twice? When they're going to do the same thing, they're going to take costs from surrounding areas. That's what they do, this analysis. So
you're saying we don't necessarily hire the same guy. We just use that as a base.
And we hire a third party as well.
It could be the same guy.
Could be the same guy. But we've got probably two or three different options as far as what I can probably pull from.
And I'm willing to make phone calls too, but I'm just saying somebody has to be accountable, because of before it seems like everybody's like, I don't know who's accountable. That's the missing step here, why it's been two years.
Well, I'll just put it bluntly, I guess. Dixon, you are on the payroll. We are not. We're going to give you some assignments to get this done. And that's where this is going to probably head. We'll help and assist as we can. Give direction. If you've got some contacts that we can give to Dixon, I'll get some contacts that we can give to Dixon. But by next board meeting, we need to make this decision.
How many we want?
So I don't even know. I don't even know where to look. Well, you look in the yellow pages on your third party consultant.
I'll give you some references.
The references. You call around and find out. Say, look around. We call LeGrand. We call
Mountain Regional.
We call councils.
Like I said, I can probably get two from the administrator I had has been three or four different areas, and he said he could help us with some contacts.
Yeah, Mountain Regional has a good one.
So,
who's that?
It's that guy that gave him the 10% cost of living allowance this year, along with a 5% merit increase for all employees.
Okay, fine.
So, anyway.
Yeah, and I'm willing to help, but it's going to take somebody accountable to see it through, because if we keep...
Well, let's
relying on a committee to do it. It's not going to get done.
Okay. What direction do we want to go then?
Well, Dix, I think
so.
It's
let's just do that. Let's just go. We'll find a third party consultant. And we'll
communicate. Us three communicate, Dixon and Dusty and I?
We'll see what kind
next
of
meeting.
Are you okay with
that?
Yeah,
what he charges and stuff like that. Then we'll pick one.
So we'll communicate back with you, Dixon.
It would only be prudent to have three.
Yeah.
I think so.
A quote from three.
Okay.
That's kind of our policy for purchasing.
All right. I think we've got a good path going forward.
Okay, now, the main thing on we need to talk about is Jim's got it all picked out. We've got a lot of fracking coming up, and he needs to go over it with the board to determine everything is kosher with you guys.
So our biggest problem is we're going to have a lack of water on this last 6 months. Not last 6 months, but from May 1st to October 31st. And I'm like, we're running short on water and capacity and everything. So I sat down with Ovintiv and Clyde. Clyde has come up with 500 acre feet for them. So they come in there and said, well, with what he's charging us, we want you to drop down to 8 cents a barrel. And I said, I can't do it. Well, we said, let me look at it. And that's what we've been doing up here is figuring out what the heck they are come up with 8 cents. But it was because they are paying so much for that block of water. And I said, that's not our problem. Ours is 34 and a half cents per thousand. That's all I can knock it down. And they were acting like I knocked them in the teeth. But that's what we ended up with. It keeps them in whole with our 3019 that their overage was before. And it puts them down to that 283. And every time we turn around, we keep getting little bits of information from the treatment plant and that. We got a 4% increase on backwashes and then a carriage fee that hasn't hit yet, but it's going to be coming, well, it was coming 2 years ago. But I just want to make sure you guys know that there's a reason that we're not charging the 319, that it's going to the 283, because they are buying water outside of us. We're going to try to get them into a block of water on that, because they're bringing two more rigs in this next year, and so they're going to even need more water next year.
So Ovintiv is buying a block of water from the Conservancy District?
Yep.
And they're setting
the price? Not buying the block of water. Conservancy District is holding that water.
Okay,
but it's a one-time.
Oh.
This is only for 6 months. We're going to give it a test run. And the reason I really hit them hard is because on my non-contract water, I'm getting $476,000 from XCL, Finley, and those. And that's 20 cents a barrel non-contract. So that was our old cost, was $1.27 a thousand. Everything's jumped up to the $1.76, and that's on just our first block of water that's coming through our aqueduct, that 600 gallons a minute. But once it goes into the premium, well, not even premium, just going in through Victory is $1.88. Then when I hit the premium on the above 620, it goes to the 249. So I have to keep track of everything that's going through these lines every day.
So I got an idea on that. That's a mess. We ought to consider all frack water that's not contracted to be at that higher rate.
But that's also what I've told them is that we haven't added the 14% that we raised everybody in the system up to. It should be at 255 to 224 on the contract water.
So this is super complicated, okay? Because you've got this is the old cost for water, 55 cents per thousand. The new cost is 61 cents per thousand, up to 300 acre feet. That's the contract with Duchesne. So it's only 61, or no, I'm getting it mixed up. This is capacity.
Yep.
But once we go into premium capacity, this is what we pay for Victory Pipeline right here. So it went from 55 was the old price, 61. That's what we pay for the use of the Victory Pipeline per 1,000 gallons, okay? But once you exceed our contract of 620 gallons a minute, this 61 doubles to $1.22. per 1,000 gallons, okay? So that's that. Then you go into the, where's the raw water? Raw water, we used to pay $50 an acre foot. They raised it to 75 in the new contract, okay? But only up to 300 acre feet. Anything over 300 acre feet is $112.50 an acre foot, okay?
What's the plus 4%?
The plus 4% is that we are now being charged processing water. That means in order to process
an acre foot of water, it takes 325,851 gallons plus 4%. Because they put that into disposal ponds or evaporation ponds or pump it back into the lake. Now we're working with them. We say, any we pump it back into the lake, we should get back. They're still working on that. But right now it averages 4%. And so that goes on top. And we are being billed by Duchesne. In fact, they threw off all of our, I had to submit a report. And I was going off Duchesne's number. Well, they added in the 4%. So it showed us losing like 50 million gallons of water. Well, we didn't lose it. We never got it in the first place. So I had to go back to the treatment plant's numbers that showed the actual meter reading on what we got. And we're down to like 17%. Then on the treatment costs, it used to be $185. Now they're $245 an acre foot. The more water we use, there's a possibility that may reduce a little bit because of the economies of scale. So if we're going to be using a lot of water this summer, supposedly. I never trust the oil field, but if it does, this number could come down. We're also paying for repair and replacement, which is $25 an acre foot.
Per victory.
Before, it was $1.
Per victory.
No, this is for the treatment plant.
Oh. Gotcha.
And then the capacity upgrade is the users of the treatment plant were charged $3.5 million for their portion of the upgrade to the treatment plant. And so this is a variable number. It goes up and down depending on how much water goes through and stuff. But it could go up to $33, but its base is $30 an acre foot to repay that loan. And so you have all of that, those variables. You know, if you go over the contract on capacity, you got to pay more. If you go over the contract on raw water, you got to pay that 112 plus the 4%. And the 4% is on all the water we buy, whether it's through Victory or Duchesne City or whatever. It's all the water that goes through the treatment plant.
But it is variable. The 4% is.
Yeah, so the 4% is kind of an average over the last year. And
so that's the 249 is what you asked me.
So the moral of the story is we passed the increases along to those that are using the water for fracking.
No, but we have to honor that and work at it separately. Yeah. But I think anything above and beyond, any frack water ought to be that 249 or above. Just because of
the cost of the water. That's not including delivery and all that. So we need to be closer to like I think 332 to have that 14% on it.
478, right? That non-contract 475. Yeah, I agree 100%. But I think we need to base our raw cost at the 249.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
For frack.
And any increases that we're going to encumber, we need to pass those along. We shouldn't be eating those.
Yeah, but I think we're gonna, you know, there's some downside benefit, right? I mean, because until we get up to those points that you just trotted out, and maybe we'll use enough volume, it'll bring it down a little bit. But at the end of the day, that is our exposure, and that's our risk. That's what we should base our base price on for any frack.
Especially if we're running shy on water, we need to definitely be compensated.
That's non-contract.
And see, they're going to look for more water this next year. And I don't know if we're going to be involved in that or not.
So then the problem is, even if they get more water, do we have the capacity to deliver it?
Right.
And we're not even positive we can deliver the water that we're telling them that they want, that they're telling us that they want.
It's a true story.
Well,
because
if they want the water, they'll build the infrastructure.
Right? Well, and that's what I told them. They got mad at me because I go with because I didn't read their timeline right. I thought they were going to December 31st. I said, you're going to go into our non-contract water. You guys dig into that non-contract water, it's 476. Right. And they were like, we're not paying 20 cents a barrel. I said, yes, you will. Yeah. I don't care. If that's our water, you're going to pay the 20 cents.
Right.
You guys are taking that away from us because I can't run XCL because you're taking the capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm missing out on that 476.
Good point.
Right. Good point.
So
you better take it for what I can give it to you and make us whole, or I'll take care of them. But then Scout's another one that's knocking down our door.
Right.
And we have come up with some, I've overstepped my boundaries on how I told them they needed to do it. I said, go ahead and build a tank out there and we'll get a line to it.
Yeah, and if they're going to want this water and this kind of volume of water, they're going to have to pony up and help put things in to get them the water.
Oh,
it's not going to be our burden. It's going
to
be their burden.
And they have to understand that it may not be available.
It may not.
Because we still have our residents.
Unless they have the water that they can bring to the table and they're willing to put the infrastructure in.
The thing about Scout is why it's so desirable to help Scout out is because they're on federal lease.
What does that mean?
They benefit us through CIB.
Oh, I got you.
Oh,
yeah, that's a good point. Because we actually just talked about that today. That mineral lease money went down.
So it's like, if we started somehow getting water to Scout, it would be a benefit to the company and the county.
So there's also the fact that if these developments and the railroad goes through and everything, like if the Patels want water, they could combine with Scout and build us a pipeline from the Victory Pipeline over to this new tank. And the additional Ovintiv, if we can't meet it, then Ovintiv ought to kick in for a pipeline and a tank as well.
Yeah.
If we want more water, we've got to have the capacity.
Have you seen the 2.5 million barrel?
I agree 100%.
No, I went to go over there the other day and I didn't swing by. So it's massive.
Do we need to approve a rate increase for this?
No. Because it's the same. I'm just taking the water off of it.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I did what I did.
Okay.
So we didn't have to.
Okay.
Because they wanted May 1st. I thought, well, we're not going to muddy the water, but I wanted to keep us whole. And it will keep us whole. It's not a lot.
Right.
But it'll keep us whole.
Okay. You just want the backing of us.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't want you. 100%.
So just for review here, here's all our sources of water. The aqueduct, 600 gallons a minute. In rare instances, we may be able to get 900. In rare instances, because East Duchesne can't be fracking and Duchesne City can't be using water, because if we turn on our pumps, it'll lower the pressure below drinking water standards. So we have to keep at least like 25 to 30 PSI at the aqueduct. We get it from Bridgeland Victory, and we buy it from, in the Bridgeland tank, all this water goes into the Bridgeland tank. We also get Victory into the Bridgeland tank, and sometimes we even buy water from East Duchesne. There's the possibility East Duchesne could sell us water into the Bridgeland tank. And then there's the Borum Victory, which would be a good place for us to hook a pipeline to, because we already have an existing 12-inch plunger valve in there, and if it was flowing directly to a tank, we could get a substantial amount of water, probably, 1,000, 1,500 gallons a minute?
But you can, anyways, you got your constraint at the aqueduct.
What's that?
But you can't. I guess you mean out of our Bridgeland tank. As long as our Bridgeland tank...
No, this would not come out of the Bridgeland tank.
That's lower than our Bridgeland tank. It's a different turnout.
Oh, it's Victory. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's Victory.
Victory line.
So that, and Clyde, in order for him to flow, he has to go into a tank, okay, or into a pit. But it's better for a tank because it has back pressure to it. When you're going into a pit, you're just draining off water.
Can't they have a pressure sustaining valve requirements on that?
We got one out at Knowles, and it sucks.
Doesn't.
Yeah, because it makes his
plunger. So the speed control is different on the pressure sustaining valve than as on his plunger valve, and so they're fighting each other back and forth.
Well, I think it should be a requirement that they need to make sure that works.
Right.
Yeah.
On them.
But if you're open ended into a tank, you go away from all those problems.
Yeah. Well, see, and I've talked to.
But that'd be their discretion.
I'm going to look at a flow control orifice for that sustaining valve to see if we can make it work better. And I got a price. I have the valve. It's just an addition for $4,600. I said, I'm going to go back to Rocky Mountain Valves, and I'm going to ask them to get a price for a plunger valve. And if I get a plunger valve on a plunger valve, I think I can keep that steady. So we're working with them, and they're willing to pay it for whatever we put in.
That was my question.
The only thing we're willing to run that line underwater.
So the central basin turnout is on Dart Lane. just by their old homestead up there. And the most we can get out of that is what, Jim? It's like four or five hundred. And but Mitin also comes out of that. And sometimes Clyde sells them extra water to sell for treatment. But then they go through the same vault and into the MCR, which is the Mitin
City
Reservoir.
So is that where if you put a tank on flat top, where you'd have to come out of?
No, that's a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing. We're thinking more of the Borum hookup now than flat top, because we would relocate the tank out to... So we've got Pleasant Valley tank out there, and it's empty because it doesn't have enough pressure to service that area. But these other hills out there to the west on Rasmussen's property is what, about 100 feet higher?
Yeah.
And so if you put a tank up there, it could do all of that area around there. Mm-hmm. And but if we did that, it would be just for oil field water and maybe to go downhill to the Blue Station development, you know. So we'd have enough pressure out of that one. So we've got Central Basin. We've got the Victory Pipeline out of Poleline, just up here on 2000 South. And that's what feeds directly into the Ioka Reservoir. And HEMAX, is 500 is the most he can put into that. And if he's selling a lot of water, all these values go down. I mean, he's kind of like if Roosevelt's fracking, then our flow goes down. We buy from Upper Country, then the Independents, we buy from the Tribe in well number one and number three. And while I'm up here, this is what happened to the 10 shares. Dax Jensen, Jensen, 5 at 150, Curtis McCormick, 3 at 126, and Terry Scholes, 2 at 150.
So we had the 5... left over from
this. Yeah, because Dax already had the 5.
Okay,
so this is what
so
they did.
So we need to ratify that one as well, then.
What's that?
We probably should ratify that as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we should.
And this is for a 3-year?
Yep. 3 years, yeah. Yes.
Because that's what it was.
Did we do 3 years on those?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, 3 years because that's what was the balance left on our water.
Oh, gotcha.
Keep it on the same side.
That was per share per year.
Correct.
Yep.
Right. That's in addition. They pay the dry well assessment, and this is in addition to the assessment.
Yeah.
So, any questions on any of this water costs or anything?
One question while you're up there. Doesn't matter if you're up there or not. I just thought of the Mitin contract. Have they come back with anything on that?
She's ready to sign it, and they said that their copy still said draft on it, so I sent them another copy.
So they made we made the updates as far as what we wanted in there for the $500 a month plus cost of materials.
Yep.
All that's in there.
Yep.
Are we going to get to see that again? Because we haven't seen
it. I've got it right there. I can show it to
you. Well, we haven't seen the update yet as far as what we added to it.
Well, when you sign it.
It's oh, yeah. Okay. So they're going to sign.
They'll sign it. And then we'll bring it in.
Okay. For our signature. Okay. Let's just do that.
Yeah.
For sake of time, let's just do that.
But you can look at it. It's on the website.
Okay. Perfect. Well, if we've got to see it again, it'll be in our.
But it's still a draft watermark on it on the website. I'm not going to put the real thing on it until I rescan it with the signatures on, and then I'll put it on.
Okay, perfect. So that'll probably be next month when we see that. I assume.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And then you can look at the Duchesne City contract on there, right? It's on the website.
Their proposed one's on the website, but I took it to him at a meeting the other day.
Yeah.
And I put in proposed changes, like they have us limited to 400 acre feet, and I told him we would really like
right, we talked
6
about
or 800, and he's going to talk to the board about it, and so hopefully they make some changes.
Yeah.
And I pointed out to him that the Mitin's water is included in that, where they used to bill Mitin, and so it wasn't included. Now it's in our water because we bill Mitin.
Right.
So that's like just last year was 80 acre feet that we sold to mining. So he's going to look at that and maybe add some more in. So we might get up to 600 to 800 acre feet for the top. But he also said that we've been running without a contract for what, 3 or 4 years, and the previous contract was also for the same amounts for 400, but they've always given us basically as much as we wanted.
Okay.
Cool. And that's in the contract, that if you have...
And then I want to align it with the water year so that it'll start November 1st.
On the contract?
Yes. Okay. So we can keep track of it with water on water.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll look for that next month.
Okay, so Jim, you want to talk about the truck?
Yeah, so I got two bids. Cannon lifter, $6,463.94. And then I also got a bid for an entire engine that was $10,766. Ryan talked to Rory, because I wanted to see if they would take it on trade-in, and he says, yes, they will get their, what do you call it?
Appraiser
to look at it and see if they could give us an, and that he was supposed to call me Tuesday, so okay. I'm just waiting for that. 115. And if we did do it, my suggestion, if they won't give us much for it, I would just put the cam and lifter and dump it.
Yeah, I wish it would be hard to dump it.
No. Not that many miles. I think we could sell it and get our money back out of it.
So do you want me to go ahead and do the camel lifter?
What's your thoughts? It's worth more money running than that? Not.
It's a 14.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is worth more money.
We'll get more money out of it by doing that.
It's worth more money to run it. Yeah.
2014?
Yep. Diesel?
Nope.
Hemi. That's diesel prices. It used to be diesel prices. I hate to see it now. Stupid Hemi. Yeah. Dang.
I don't know.
What is it? What is the not an ED on it? Stupid thing.
I don't know.
What's your thoughts on the price? The trade-in value, I don't think they're going to give us much for a trade-in.
No, and L&L's notoriously.
Well, we won't go to that.
They don't like
it. I don't think.
What do you... It'd be nice to have that number.
Well, I'm gonna
do we want to do this? See what the trade-in value would be? Because you'll know... He was supposed to let you know Tuesday, last Tuesday? So if we know by next week, and maybe just get with us and...
I guess all these are automatics.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. If we knew what they were going to... It's... That's a tough one.
How many miles is it on?
114,000. But that's what everybody's telling me is them Hemis are... That's about their life.
Much more money for a new engine. Really, I mean...
Well, there's more labor in the cam and lifters than there is in
swapping the engine.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Would it be kosher to have him, when he gets that information, get with us and we can decide tonight what we want to do if they're only going to give us $10,000 for it without it running?
Yeah. $20 for RAM.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
That's going to be sixes. On whether we get our money out of it.
It's at
3,500
regular.
Cabin chassis, regular cab.
We don't want to wait till next board meeting.
I looked it up. I got so many skewed numbers when I looked it up. It was anywhere from 32 to 35.
100,000.
Do you want to wait till you get the information on the trade-in? And then we can do it? I don't know. Do a phone call or no?
What's the rest of the truck like?
It's been in one accident.
Is it a 5-7 or 6?
How good and how bad,
Oh, it's all fixed. I mean, it's...
I guess if you put an engine in it and you run it 100,000 miles and you put an engine in it for...
Another 100,000.
10,000, then you... Money you have to keep the truck.
That's true.
Is it the 5.7 or 6.4 to me?
6.4.
Is it automatic?
Yep.
Oh. We paid, what, $10,000 for the diesel engine?
We only paid 20,
$26,000
for
this truck.
Right.
Because it was used.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah, I got this one used, and we got a heck of a deal on it. Come with the bed on it.
And it's paid for itself.
I mean, and we could pull the bed off. We could shove it off in the ditch and go find another truck and move on.
$17,000 is a low. I just kind of try to lowball everything on there, but...
$17,000 for trading or for private?
Because that's
not trade-in.
That's the thing, is we're going to want to replace it with another
$17,000
flatbed. But we could take that flatbed off and go have it sandblasted, painted, and reuse it. Because flatbeds are expensive now.
Holy crap, they are.
Well, do you want to do cam and lifters? Get it running again?
You're not going to get anything out of it right as is.
I know.
So, $17,000
versus... Does anybody
if
want
they gave us, if they gave us
10?
12 for it.
12.
Without it running?
Without it running.
Yeah, I would say that would probably be
yeah, I'd definitely.
Okay.
Even if they gave us 10.
Okay, yeah, put a low on it and maybe I'll do.
What do you think if they give us, I mean,
yeah. If they give us $10,000 for a trade in, I think that would be something we
could. How much is that bed worth?
Oh, that's true.
It's a C&M and I had that whole back end rebuilt for the hider back.
That's worth
about 2.5. Inch receiver on it.
The bed would be worth, but is it going to fit what we get?
Is this a long?
Oh, Ray can make anything fit.
For a cost. What do you guys want to do? It'd be nice to know, I guess.
Well, if we sell it for 17, we put. $6,500 on it.
So yeah, that's what I'm thinking is if you could get 10 out of it as is without having to put that in it.
But so what's the replacement? What are we looking at for a replacement vehicle if we do trade it in? What are we going to trade it in?
I looked at that one at 550 was 64 or 54.
Oh, I hate 550s. I hate them.
Why?
Oh. I've had two of them, and I hate it, and everybody I've ever had is, I hate them.
Was it diesel or gas?
It was diesel.
So I'm looking at that 7.3.
I don't know. 550, I've got a bad taste of 550s. Everything's just so blast expensive when it breaks, and it seems like they build them to break. Anyway, I hate 550s.
I think from what I've seen, they take the 550 and think that it's a Peterbilt.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's true. We just had better luck with one tons, but that was just when I was.
But that you're the second person that's told me that.
They hate 550s.
So what's the other options we got?
Go with the one ton again.
Well, as far as costs go, though, because if you've got some costs and we can get $10,000 for trade in, we can probably make a decision tonight on what to do.
Yeah, if they get us at least that.
Yeah, if they can get us at least 10.
Well, you guys had the cost for them, didn't you? Yeah. What was the cost on it? $350.
They were almost more money. Some of them. I think he's looking at four doors.
Do we still have them? We still have them.
It just depends on. I'd just rather have a. Okay. Regular cab again.
Well, tradesman truck is what you need.
Yeah.
That'll save $20,000.
Okay. Okay, Jim, you probably know where to read stuff better than I do on those.
Did he have actual numbers? He went over just weights and that. I don't think he had actual numbers.
Dollars. So do we need to decide right now, or do we?
No, I'm still okay. We've got the other truck
okay.
Set up.
Well, why don't we do this?
And then we'll come back.
Let's get some costs on vehicles, and then we can have our trade-in by next month. If he's okay with still driving Dixons and you guys are functioning mm-hmm. without hindrance, then are we okay to wait till next? I don't want to kick it too long, but...
Yeah.
Well, and if you get the information before the next month, can you make a phone call to us or to
me? Yeah. I'll send you some emails.
A consensus?
Well, there we go again.
No. We don't need to make the decision.
But we possibly can.
If I get a truck through L&L, it'll be ordered. That's the only thing.
But we possibly... Okay, I see what you're saying.
I'm saying... I don't know.
Well, I think as soon as you get the information, we ought to be aware of it.
Yeah. And then if that's the case, if he lowballs us and he doesn't give us
something... Is it prudent that we do it before next board meeting, though? Can we wait?
Yes, I think so.
Then we can all just meet back and discuss. We don't have
to. And if you guys see something out and about, or get bored and look on the internet and find a truck, let us know.
When they're talking, it seems like you're talking about the one tons weren't heavy enough. They were too light for what you're hauling around.
I need that bed that's on that silver truck. I need something equivalent with a 2.5-inch hitch. If I have to put a new bed on it, I have to do airbags and I have to do a heavier hitch. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
The truck, I think, will handle it.
It's just
the thing is, we found out with that Ram is that's where we was finding what we did wrong is we was pulling with that 6.4.
Right.
The Ford motors say they can handle it, but that 6.4 was
just not
Ram tough.
It wasn't Ram tough enough.
It wasn't tough enough.
So you're replacing Ford? Is
Ford. Yeah. They got them and the GMC have the 10-speed transmission, and I think they're a lot more durability with them.
Well, get that. If that doesn't hinder you guys too much, I think that would probably be the easiest for us.
So I don't want to jump too fast either.
Okay. All right.
So is Ford doing fleet sales to government again, or is that completely off the table?
I don't think they are.
With the shortage of vehicles right now, they probably aren't giving government anything.
Nope. So GMC is right. What? That's
they still
that
are.
Truck.
Oh, that's right. With your new one, we did.
So we can look at them too.
Might be an option. We'll get some pricing and just bring back with us.
With that, I'd want to go with the diesel because they don't have a big enough motor.
With the GMC.
Yes.
Ooh,
that
would be the trade-off. So Ford gas versus. Okay, well, bring us back the info and the trade-in, and then we can make a decision next month, if that's okay with you guys. Dean, you good with that? Are you awake still?
Mm-hmm.
Almost past my bedtime. All right, we'll hurry up and get done here, guys. Okay, fraud risk assessment. Did everybody have a chance to read through their fraud? Karen, explain to us again. This is something that we have to do every year. And I think we've already...
We've already had this for 3 or 4 months.
Well, we've already elected who is in these positions.
Yeah, so all I need is signatures on here if you guys are all good with it.
So we made, remind me, Dean is the treasurer. Mm-hmm. Dixon, obviously, is our CAO. District clerk is Karen.
I all the fingers.
So
you should have felt that.
So we just all need to sign a draft that you.
You guys get the bank statements every month. You have it in board meeting. You go over it. So that's.
Do we need to sign it though?
This was out of our audit, right?
Just no, sign one.
Just sign one of these. Just everybody sign that.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna send this.
So this is just a thing we do every year.
This is every
this
year.
Is before the audit. Is
this what was the audit we had?
It's official, yes. The hand scratch.
I need to have it. You have 180 days to get this risk assessment done.
So,
but was this born out of the audit? This was before the audit.
This or was is just our check registry.
That's that one back that way.
This is going about the same.
Just time. Go, yeah, let's
just I don't think it was at the audit. Okay, I didn't think it was.
No, this is just.
This is state.
There was things we got to do to let it come out of it, but this wasn't one.
Yeah, well, it's
already,
one of the things
we already had this.
Yeah,
but Dallas was the treasurer.
Yeah, but they'll check it every so many years. But you have to have it uploaded to the state saying you've done it.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that now.
Okay, is that's being passed around? I guess we're to action items. Unless anything else needs to come. Does anybody else have anything that needs to be brought up?
Oh, yes. The wheel line?
I do.
Oh, yes.
In lieu of the $5,000 that for all the trees and the movement of the gulch, Kenny would like the wheel line that's on this property here. In lieu of the $5,000.
Did you count how many joints was on that then?
I did. I'm pretty sure it's 26.
Is there that many? Doesn't even look like there's that.
I can.
So, The mover is an older Travis. Hydraulic Travis mover. Mm-hmm. It's old, the mm-hmm. mover is. The wheels, I think, Jim, it's in pretty good shape overall.
Mm-hmm.
I just purchased a wheel line, a full quarter mile, with a two-year-old mover for $7,500. That's just because the mover was newer. So $5,000 is probably a fair shake for that mover and wheels.
And he comes and gets it.
Yeah, we're...
Oh, he wants us to flag him. So we can put it back up on the hill. It's for Taylor.
Did you say there's someone down off the hill?
It's for Taylor?
Because Taylor helped him.
But, okay.
Oh, so I see.
We can go reclaim the... There's a lot of joints.
There's a lot of free stuff there.
Well, before that one ends up like that one, I'd just soon
get rid of it. There. Yeah, it's just sitting there, so...
So that would come off of...
There you go.
Our 40... So it'd be 35 what we pay him. Well, we pay him 40.
No, it was 41 plus 5. It was 46 total. Okay. So it's back to the 41.
Okay, 41. All right.
Right. We've already been compensated for...
For the 5 that Wyatt... Oh, so.
Right. For the $5,000 to move the alignment of the... And I didn't get a chance to drive over there and look at it tonight. I was running shy, but give a little update on Kenny's progress.
Great. He aligned it. That actually worked really well in that area. I'm glad it's moved over there.
Good.
And then
is Wyatt good with that? If it moved? Is it not moved where?
No,
it's where he wanted it.
And then there was all that trash that was right there too. It's gone.
Good.
It magically disappeared.
You talked about the rocks?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's going to get rocks.
Okay.
He didn't like the concrete. Is that what he didn't like?
So,
see, the concrete would be better.
I know. It's aesthetics. It's for visual, though. These are city guys, and they're looking to develop. So, if he puts the concrete in and then covers it with rock, I think he already
pulled the concrete out today.
Okay.
Yeah.
He tried to call me. I tried calling back.
Ken did.
I don't know what it
was. He's horrible phones. The best time is 6 o'clock in the morning.
So he was
he's coming at
with the concrete.
And
it was agreed upon that he had put rock in. Wyatt wasn't okay with that. He wanted the rock, so just for looks. But
anyway. I don't know why he called me. I just was wondering. I tried to call him back and went straight to voicemail. And I just didn't try after that.
Good deal.
Anyway, I mean,
I don't know.
Okay. Just FYI.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a bunch of pictures if you want to see them now. That's going up to the fence. Oh, did I know did?
My crap, please.
So you're going to have us jump across it. I see.
Well, it's not giving me updating my photos.
So I have, while he's doing that, I got a question. I got an act. Did Curtis McCoy call you, Dixon?
No.
So Curtis texted me Saturday and said, how do I get a hold of whoever, Chris or... whoever, about Chris's horse has smashed his fence and he wants it repaired. And I said, well, call Dixon. If you can't get a hold of Chris, and I'll bring it up in the board meeting. Apparently, he's just relying on me bringing it up.
I can't get it on there, but...
So,
where's that? So do we need to do something there, then?
He wants it addressed.
Turn it to the new property.
Oh, wow. That does look
awkward. Where is this? I guess I don't even know where this is.
This is right behind us.
Straight out.
Yeah, straight right here.
Okay.
So.
So he said, what, the horse was reaching over and just smashed the fence. Now, I don't know what extent. I didn't ask. I just said, get a hold of Dixon. I just texted him back. Can't get Chris. And I'll bring it up in the board meeting and just follow up. And that's what I'm doing.
So what do we want to do with that, then? The fence has been smashed down. A little bit, it sounds like. Curtis is wanting something.
Curtis is wanting some reconciliation.
So is he wanting him out tomorrow, Chris?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because I've let him borrow a piece of pipe to go from his riser to his thing, and I'd like to get it back.
Right. So,
but.
Let's take care of this first, and then I'll bring up this next one. So do we want to...
Well, we better just let Chris know when he's got that issue.
Dixon, do you want to communicate with him then? And
I'm sorry, I was doing this late. About the
fence.
About the fence.
Curtis has got an issue. I don't know how extensive it is. He says that Chris's horses have reached over the fence, was eating grass, and has smashed the fence down, and he wants the fence repaired. So
Yeah, that's going to be a fun conversation.
It's not our property. It's not our property.
It's not a problem.
Right. Just let Chris know.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
Let's do that.
Still got horses out there, or are they going?
They're gone.
The other item real quick on this is we did give him a bill of sale for Wyatt for the two will lines because it couldn't be included in the title work. So he does have a bill of sale. Just letting you know. The two will lines did go with the property. That's part of
the two lines that's sitting on there.
Right. That was included. It's nothing that...
So there's another will, right?
No.
Kenny won?
Yeah, yes. So this would be the one that Jim was using on the property right here.
Yeah.
So whatever you want, get as far as what's yours. Wyatt stuff.
Okay.
If you got an extension or whatever. Anyway, just an update on how they had to handle that. It's just a separate bill of sale. So. Okay, we need to take action so Jason can go to bed. Okay, action items. We've got two that we need to take care of, the water shares. We just need to ratify the water shares.
I move that we ratify the water shares of Dax Jensen, 5 shares at $150. Terry Scholes, 2 at $150. Curtis McCormick, 3 at $126 per share per year.
Okay.
Plus the dry gulch fee.
For the 3-year period.
For the 3 years.
Question real quick before we move on. Did we already approve Dax Jensen?
I was going to say, I want a second with amendment.
Yes, okay.
Amendment strike Dex off because that's already approved.
Okay.
And the rest remain.
Okay. There we go. Okay.
We can eat.
Paul?
You worded it real well. I don't want to have to redo it.
Did you get Paul's motion?
Yeah, I got the time. So
okay. Paul moved that we accept this. Dusty has amended that motion to strike Dex Jensen. Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay, Dan Larson. Dan Crozier seconded. It's been a long day, Dan.
Well, I seconded it, but I amended it.
Right.
So you gotta second amendment, right? As amended.
As amended.
Second.
Yes,
second.
There you go. Seconded with an amendment.
Yeah.
The seconded with an amendment has a second. There you go. First goes first. Last. Okay. And then, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, Jason Blankenagels. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Blankenagel.
I did good. Perfect.
You have to say that.
Okay, so what we're looking at as far as this goes
is
$35,000 for Sunrise to acquire the right-of-ways for the project at hand, including additional right-of-ways through 1,500, 3,000 south area.
Yeah. Not acquire, but get the right-of-way.
What?
We want to
acquire that.
We almost had a multi-time.
Dang, I was so trying.
Did I miss something on there? Because you said 15,500, 12,000, and 65,000, and I come to 34. Was there something else in there?
That was 15,500, 12,000, and 6,500.
And that comes out to 34,000.
Okay.
Is it 34? Yeah. That's my math, though. So.
That was my math, too.
you
better prove us wrong.
Especially if you're the major day.
Fire up the computer, it could be worth $1,000.
You kept him here as long as
he's
going
to give us the benefit. He's got the phone,
he's like, I'm
going to
bounce your crap.
He doesn't even care.
It was 65, right?
6,500.
What's
up? You guys have it. It's right there. It's right there, guys.
Oh, yeah. It is right here, right in front of us. Sorry.
Yeah,
okay. So what we have...
Right.
15,500, 12,000, and 6,500 would come to 34,000.
Yeah, 34,000.
Okay.
That's what we meant.
You look for your bonus, Matthew?
Okay.
Well, and it is time and materials, so we'll get you on the time and materials.
It is time and materials. As
no,
well.
It could be less than that, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
But if it ends up being more, we will definitely communicate that to you before.
Just a plug for this project. We've been trying how long, guys, to get this connected? 1500 Hartford. We've been trying a long, long time.
Yep.
As well as Independence. This cleans up 10 years of
heartache for some of us.
At least. I mean, yeah, for what we've been.
So it's a step in the right direction. And if we've got, yeah. So anyway, there it is. It's on the table for you guys to do with what you want. So we'll accept a motion if you guys want to, or if you don't want to, either way.
I would make a motion that we accept the proposed.
As proposed from
Sunrise. As proposed from Sunrise Engineering on right-of-ways. And
do we need anything? Are we naming this project?
Whatever it is on that.
It just says work release. Doesn't really give a project.
For tribal access right-of-ways on
East
the
system. East
Oh, here you go. I was reading the wrong one. East System Improvements 2024 right-of-way acquisitions.
That's what I said.
That's exactly what Dan said. So
he's a smart man.
Yes, yes.
A good memory. This late at night.
Wow.
So okay, it's been moved by second. Dan. It's been seconded. Do you need anything to repeat?
Who seconded?
Dusty. Dusty. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Very good. Do we have any other motion?
We need to ratify the extension.
Yes, we do. Okay.
I move that we ratify the extension. The extension was granted to Wyatt to today. Right? From April 8th to the Thursday the 13th on property the closing purchase. Of the property, on purchase of the property.
Okay, it's been moved by Dusty that we ratify the extension from the 8th to the 13th for the Wyatt Griffith purchase of Johnson Water property.
I second that.
Seconded by Dan. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Okay. Anything else?
I hate to do this.
Okay.
No, I really do. But I think it can be quick. I want to go in a closed session.
Okay.
To discuss a stopgap measure for some of the concerns we brought up on employee issues, or concerns we brought up today.
Okay, Dusty.
And I want to just one note on the purchase of the
okay.
plan.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, we just need to
that. It's been moved that we move into closed session for personnel and property matters. Do I have a second?
Did you give me a second? Okay.
Paul seconded. All in favor? We need to do roll call.
Roll call.
Just a minute. Property moving for property and
property work. And personnel.
Personnel discussion.
You give me a stack. I don't remember that.
Check.
Okay. Dean?
I'll check.
Aye or no?
More?
Aye.
Okay. Dan? Yes. Dusty?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. By Paul. Chair? Yes. Okay.
Did you get it?
You just need something signed, probably, don't you?
Right, the one that had Aaron's signature on it.
This one?
Yes. And you can.
Where we stand or going?
No, you can go. We're just going to discuss
name.
Trying to make some.
You want my name printed?
Difference between now yeah. and when Jeez. We have to get it right.
Real quick before you guys go, though. And what is date today? 13th, 4/23. Okay, that's the only one you need? Okay, real quick, guys, we do appreciate, I'm speaking on behalf of the board. I know it's frustrating, it's long time coming. We gotta get something in place. We understand that, we know this. You guys are worth every penny that you're getting paid and not getting paid. We just gotta get a plan put together. We hear you. We're going to do something about this moving forward and make it a better place for all. Morale is an important thing for the board just as much. I mean, we want you guys to be happy, but we don't like coming to these meetings and having the employees unhappy. So moving forward, let's work together. Work together. We're in this as a team, and we work for our customers. So. Let's just get a plan moving forward and make it positive. And
we just want a policy so everybody knows right. what's going on.
Agree, 100%. There's nothing worse than not knowing what direction you guys are going. So
and it's going further than that with the
the rules and regulations. Right, right. We've got so much cleaning up to
do. We're behind. We have to get,
and we're losing money on every gallon that we sell.
Right. And we lean on you guys to take care of this end. The managerial stuff is you guys. Policies and procedures, we've got to have some. We've got to get it in place. We understand that.
So. And maybe with this third party, maybe we'll find a good, right. good source to help right. us with it.
But just don't get frustrated. But you're already frustrated. We feel that. Just hang in there. We're on your side. We are on your side.
Just a learner.
Just take it out on those weights.
We just can't make sense of this third party. I can't grab it because I don't think there's a. I know you say Roosevelt City's done it, but I don't know of any other district that's done.
Yeah.
And I've asked other districts, and they're like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, it's to help you guys out. This is what it's for. So we get a step in place that, hey, your job's worth this much. Right now it's only worth this much, but it's probably going to be worth this much. That's what it's there for, to just
we'll apply. We'll need them both.
But there's also a time out where it comes too late.
Or okay, what are you asking me?
Well, let's move forward.
Do you want this recorded on here?
Anyway,
oh, we're on top of you. Yeah,
we can ask that, right? Thank you, guys. We appreciate what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just leave everything there.
Thanks,
Gary. We're going to stop that, man, because you're going